second line from the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara has a shayla. Bo minei, the Talmidim asked a shayla of Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yasi were both the second generation of Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael. Tosis points out there were four people. There was Rav Ami and Rav Asi, who were contemporaries, both lived in Bavel. And there was Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yasi, who were contemporaries, who both lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rav means that you didn't have smicha, like a reverend. There's a rabbi and a reverend. So in Bavel, you can't confer any smicha. So Rav Ashi and Ravina, they were all... Second line from the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara has a shayla. Bo minei, the Talmidim asked the shayla of Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yasi were both the second generation of Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael. Tosis points out there were four people. There was Rav Ami and Rav Asi, who were contemporaries, both lived in Bavel. And there was Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yasi, who were contemporaries, who both lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rav means that you didn't have smicha, like a reverend. There's a rabbi and a reverend. So in Bavel, you can't confer any smicha. So Rav Ashi and Ravina, they were all reverends. They didn't have smicha because they lived in Bavel. So Tosis points out that Rav Ami and Rav Asi were both in Bavel, and Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, these are both Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara here is quoting a chunk. This is Ashtik Yerushalmi. This is not really from the Chachmei Bavel. Bo minei, the Esther Shiloh of Rabbi Ami, the Chachmei from Eretz Yisrael, Talmidim of Rabbi Yechanan, second generation. Rabbi Yechanan was a Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Nasi. Rav Shmuel, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Oshay, the world Talmidim of Rabbi Yudah Nasi. So the Yest of Rabbami, what's the din? Evid Maushe Yosu Shlich Lekabel Gedishon Yad Baila. Can an Evid Kanaini serve as a Shliach? A Cherushat to the Kotten Mishnah says cannot be a Shliach. Cherushat to the Kotten can't be a Shliach anywhere, not in Gitin Gedushon, not in Mekach HaMemka. And a Goy, a Nochri, the Mishnah says cannot serve as a Shliach, not in Gitin Gedushon, not in Mekach HaMemka, not anywhere. What about an Evid Kanaini? So the Yest, and what's the din? Omelahu, so Rabbami responded with a Diuk. The Mishnah only says that a Nochri is not acceptable. The Mishnah on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph only says that a Nochri is not good to serve as a Shliach. So the inference is, Michlal, you can refer to Evid Kosher. That was his opinion. And Evid Kanaini would be good. And Evid Kanaini is Chayv in Mitzvahs Keisha. He's not only Chayv in the Agoy, he's only Chayv in the Sheva Mitzvahs Benenech. And Evid Kanaini is chayv in many more mitzvahs than a goy, but he's only chayv in mitzvahs kisha. He's potter from tefillin, and he's potter from talis, and he's potter from shofar, and all the mitzvahs aseh shazman grom. That's Rabbani's opinion. Since sof kol sof the Evid Kanaini is a yid, he's chayv in mitzvahs, so he can serve as a shliach. Amar Abasi, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, so Rabbi Yasi, should be Rabbi Yasi. This is a misprint. Rav Asi lived in Bavel. He never saw Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan was from the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. So this should say, Omer Rabbi Yasi, Omer Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yasi disagrees with Rabbi Ami. He disagrees with the previous Amor, he says he's wrong. Ein Evid Nasa Shlich LeKabel Get Lisha Miad Baila. Why not? What's wrong with Fish? Ein Evid is Gitni Kedushin. So Nu Alochet, whoever is not in that parsha cannot serve as a Shlich. I'm not thinking, how can he make a Kenyan Gitni Kedushin if he's not in the parsha of Gitni Kedushin? Frag the Gemara, Maske Flor Rabbi Lozor, Sofekt Rabbi Lozor Akasha. Time of the Musa Deleise. The only Rabbi Asi holds that an Evet Kanaini cannot serve as a Shliach only where? In the area of Gitni Kedushin, because Eina Bataris. Hobi Milsa Deise, but let's say Mekach HaMemkar, if I want to buy a house, sell a house, then the Evet Kanaini can serve as a Shliach on behalf of a Jew, Kosher, then the Evet Kanaini can be a Shliach. Reg the Gemara, but we know that the din is, Vod Kacham Hakusi, his name is Truma Den Avshayu. The Gemara effect Akasha, can a goy be mafresh truma? A goy is not chayv to be mafresh truma. A yid is mechuyev to be mafresh truma. A goy is certainly not obligated. It's not from the sheva mitzvahs that he knows that he's not allowed to eat tevil. The only purpose why we're mafresh truma is to remove the yisur tevil. So the goyim are permitted to eat tevil. They're not obligated to be mafresh truma. But what if a goy wants to volunteer? The Torah says in mitzvah v'yaseh, he wants to volunteer to bring a korban. He wants to volunteer to do a mitzvah. Would we allow him? He's not asking us. But if the goy asks us, not a shot, would we allow him? Does it make any sense? Let's say, I'm not a kohen, so I'll volunteer not to be metami lemeisim. That's ridiculous. There is no kiyum. If you're not a kohen, so you haven't volunteered anything. I'm not a Kohen, so I'll go volunteer, I'll duchen. What do you mean duchen? The Tosis says, Avrocha levatola, shekudushon b'gdushos shalar, and Avrocha levatola. I'll volunteer to do hakrovas hakorbonus in the Beis Hamikdash. You're not allowed to, you're a czar. Yeah. So there are certain things that it just doesn't make any sense to volunteer.
And the Gentiles too, because Magid Rav Yaakov,
right, so the Gemara says there are certain mitzvahs that for sure we don't allow on Shabbos. The Gemara says a nochri sheshavas is chayv misa. We don't allow a nochri to observe Shabbos. We don't allow a nochri to learn Torah. The Gemara says, Magid Rabbi Yaakov Hukim Mishpatim Soleras Hachem of Goy. A nochri is not permitted to learn Torah. The Gemara says either there's another member that says that anyone who learns Torah, even if he's a nochri, harir kikain gadol. So the other memory says that a Nochri who learns Torah does get reward. There is an Indian, there is a Chashivas to it. How can he say that the Nochri is not permitted to learn Torah? So the Gemara says it depends what area of Halacha he wants to learn. If he wants to learn about the Shevet Mitzvahs Ben Nech, he wants to learn Nizikin, he wants to learn Chosh Mishpat, in order to know how to institute Dinim by the Goyim. He wants to learn all about Arayis, he wants to learn Noshim and Nizikin, Noshim and Nizikin. So those Sheva mitzvahs did too. So the Gemara says that he's permitted to learn, and we're permitted to teach him. But if the Nachri is interested in learning the laws of Bas B'cholov, or the laws of Trefus, or something like that, not from the Sheva mitzvahs did too, so that the Gemara says that's prohibited. The Nachri is not allowed to learn it, and we're not allowed to teach him that halach. So the Gemara singles out these two. The Gemara says the Nachri is not permitted to learn Torah, unless it's Sheva mitzvahs did too, unless he wants to learn about the Sheva mitzvahs, and the Nachri is not permitted to volunteer to observe Shabbos. What if the Nochi wants to sit in Sukkah? What if the Nochi wants to volunteer to do a bris milah? What if he wants to volunteer to shake a lulav? What if he wants to volunteer to bring karbonis? So there's some karbonis that we allow a Jew to volunteer, and some karbonis that a Jew can't volunteer. Lemashal, a karbon chatos and a karbon oshem is not bar b'neder in a dova. A Jew can't volunteer a chatos and an oshem. So only if he sins and the Torah says he's obligated, then he can bring it. According to Pesach also, it's not brought b'nedim in a dover. Machsa shekel is not brought b'nedim in a dover. Either you're mechuyev and you give it, or you're not mechuyev and don't give. So the Mishnah says in Shkolim, a nochri cannot volunteer to give machsa shekel. Machsa shekel is also something like a carbon. It's not really, it's not actually an animal. You're not giving a carbon that you're makriv, but the purpose of the machsa shekel is in order to purchase the karbonis tzibur with it. So the Mishnah says in Shkolim that Machta Shekel is not Bob Benedim in a Dover. So a Goy cannot volunteer that. Just like a Goy cannot volunteer a Chatos and a Noshim and a Korban Pesach, a Jew cannot volunteer unless he's Mechuyev. If you're not Mechuyev in these things, and these Korbanos, it's not Bob Benedim in a Dover. But let's say a Shlomim in a Noilo, which is Bob Benedim in a Dover, a Jew can volunteer. Sometimes a Jew is obligated to bring it. A Shlomim in a Noilo is not always Nedim in a Dover. Sometimes the Torah says you're Mechuyev to bring a Shlomim. Sometimes the Halacha says you're Mechuyev to bring a Noilo. But even if you're not mechuyev, shlomim in a noila is bob ben edim in a dov. So by the b'nei nerech also, if a goy wants to volunteer to bring korbanis shlomim in oila, so we would accept it. A goy can volunteer, but Torah saying in mitzvah is.
How can a goy to do a volunteer? He has to know the mitzvah. He has to learn first to do.
Yeah. No, let's say he knows that the Jews are bringing
somebody to teach him.
Okay. He read in the Bible.
Yeah?
He read in the Chumash.
He has a Jewish wife.
Yeah,
the pain. Oh, yeah, he has a Jewish wife. Okay.
Volunteer. Some the volunteer to do without knowing what he's doing.
Right. He wants to, let's say he wants to bring a carbon to Yashkir. He wants to bring a carbon to Yashkir, so that we wouldn't allow him to bring a to Yashkir in the Beis HaMikdash. Only if he wants to give it to the Jewish God, to the one and only invisible God in heaven above, so then we'll allow him, then we'll accept the carbon from the Goy in the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi over here quotes, where it says in Rashi, Chulin daf yud gimel on the base, in parentheses, about 10 lines from the top of the Rashi. So he quotes, the Gemara has in Chulin ad Rashi, ish ish. The Pasuk says, anybody, ish ish, any person who wants to offer korbanos, you have to make sure that the korban has no mum. So why does it say any person, ish ish, any individual? The Rabbi says on Nochrim, to include even goyim, shenodrim and adorim and adobis kisa, that if they want to volunteer to bring shlomim and oilog, isn't they? Whatever. Yeah, like a Jew can volunteer Atzei Marocha, yeah. A Jew can be Menadev Atzei Marocha, so a Goy can also. Whatever is Bob and Adam and Adova, so the Goy can give. So what about other mitzvahs? Let's say the Goy wants to volunteer to perform Bris Milah. That I would have said that it absolutely doesn't make any sense at all. Bris Milah is a nice Bris, a Kris's Bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and this person. The Goy is not like an engagement ring. A girl's going to wear an engagement ring, she's not engaged. She's going to wear a marriage band. She's not married. What do you mean? So a goy is going to have a bris milah. A bris milah is a marriage band. It's a nice bris that there's a krisis bris between this person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I would have said like that. The Rambam is mashma not so. The Rambam is mashma the Feirish not so.
No, that's not a bris.
The Rambam writes like this. No. The Rambam says if a goy wants to perform circumcision for health purposes, then we're not allowed to help him. We're not allowed to help the goy be healthy. You're not allowed because your mom made another person who's worshiping Avodah Zarah. If you have a Dr. Shalom, so you have a Heter. But if there's no Dr. Shalom, so you should turn him down. But if the Nochri wants to volunteer to perform Mila, the Torah Seinu with Sylvia, so then the Rambam says he do. The Rambam says it depends what...
Then he's
what
a Jew, then.
No, he doesn't want to become Jewish.
He'll still be an oral.
He will still be an oral. Even though he doesn't have the Arha Arla, if he doesn't do it, the shame Geira is a blight by an oral.
What is that?
Right. So, Pashup Shadak means that he's not permitted to observe Shabbos and he's not permitted to learn Torah outside of the Sheva Mitzvahs, the two. But when it comes to all other mitzvahs, so the Pashto says that if the Nochi wants to volunteer to sit in Sukkah, he wants to volunteer even to perform Bris Milah, the Rambam, it sounds like he says. So he'll get reward, but Torah Seinu Mitzvah Yosef. What if the Nochi wants to volunteer to wear tefillin? Also, what's the difference, Bris Milah and tefillin? And the Radvaz on the side of the Rambam says, no, that can't be. Tefillin, Chazza, Kedusha, tefillin. How can you let a guy wear tefillin? And Bris Milah? I don't understand. How did he know that tefillin not? That's a question. So the pashtus perhaps is that
not
a nochri
blacken the tefillin.
You want to blacken my tefillin?
Yeah.
No, that's no good.
Why?
The Gemara has in Gittin a mem heim abeis. The Gemara has a pasuk that in Chumash Dvorim darshan smuchim and kol atar kula bereishis tu bamidvah we don't darshan smuchim. Smuchim means when you have two psukim written, two dinim written, two psukim one next to the other. When you have two dinim written in the same pasuk. One next to the other, that's a hekesh. The hekesh, everybody holds you darshan. But smucha means one pasuk next to the other, so you only darshan smucha in chumish dvarim. You don't darshan the other four chumashim is a question. The pashta says we probably don't darshan smucha. Machlek is satanayim, it's giving you a yivamim. But in chumish dvarim, we darshan many, many drushes based on smucha. So one of the many drushes appears over there on the mem heim and based on the pasuk in kriyashma. That you have two psukim, one next to the other, it says, kshartim. So the mitzvah of mezuzah, the mitzvah of writing mezuzah, the din of writing mezuzah, appears in the Kriya Shema, in the pasuk right next to the din of the mitzvah of hanachas tefillin. So the Tana in the Brisa says that there's a connection between the two pasukim, darshan smuchim and mishnah Torah and chumash dvarim. The mishyeshna bikshire, yeshna biksiva. Only such a person who's obligated to put on tefillin. Is kosher to write a sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzah, but if it's a nochri or a woman who's not obligated to a cotton cherusha to the cotton, who's not obligated to perform the mitzvah tefillin, so he's not kosher to write. The Gemara says not kosher to write the sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzah. Shekhsavon. What if it's not talking about ksavon? What are you talking about blackening? What about blackening the batin? Not writing. So that's a machlokes harishon. So the Rambam sounds like he holds that this psul that a goy cannot write. The Gemara only says shekhsavon. It's written. So the Rambam sounds like he holds it's only a psul and ksiva doesn't apply to other tikkunei ha tefillin and other tikkunei ha sefer Torah. And in Shulchan Aruch they point out we don't follow that Rambam. We're machmir like the Balei HaTosfos, the Hagoras Maimoni course. We don't have it in Tosfos. Hagoras Maimoni course, the Balei HaTosfos who disagree with the Rambam, they hold that a nochri and an isha is psula for all tikkunei tefillin, for all tikkunei sefer Torah. In Europe there was a practice that when they used to make a siyum, a sefer Torah, so the women wanted to participate also, not just the 20th century. The women wanted to participate in everything. The women always wanted to participate. So the halacha says that they can't invite the oisis, it'll be pasul. So the women knew how to stitch, the women knew how to sew. So they would have the women would stitch together the areas of the sefer Torah.
The
gvilin of the sefer Torah, the different pieces of parchment, they would stitch it together. So the Achrayim say that that's not proper either. That that's only acceptable according to the Rambam, who says that the psul of women in katan and nachri only applies to the ksivah. It doesn't apply. The psul doesn't apply to all other tikkunim of the tefillin. But we're machmir that an isha and a goy shouldn't do the other tikkuni atfilin either.
Isn't that a shema sefer Torah? If you write the kiddin, if you would write a sefer Torah in one big parchment,
yeah,
without any.
Yeah. The Rav thought it would not be kosher. The Rav thought it would not be kosher. Yeah. Right. He thought that the halacha requires that it must be.
When you pick it up,
you have to show that.
You have to show that the kiddin, because it's part of the kiddin sefer Torah.
You have to show that it's a kosher sefer Torah. So every sefer Torah has to have tefillin. Yeah. Whether yes or no, it doesn't really make a difference. But the halacha, if you have a sefer Torah that's written on different pieces of parchment, it has to be sewn together. So the sewing together, we're machmir, sewing together cannot be done by a woman either. Yeah, so we wouldn't allow a goy even to paint the tefillin. Other tikkunim of the tefillin we also wouldn't permit.
The goy is different from shkitz and other things. He's not in the midst of, including the midst of milo,
Yes, shchita, there's a separate pasuk that whoever is permitted to eat nevela is not kosher for shchita. So nachri is not obligated to eat kosher. A non-Jew is permitted to eat nevela. So that's learned out from a pasuk. That whoever is not a mitzvah and Allah's zvicha is not kosher to do the zvicha. But let's say a guy wants to volunteer to perform a mitzvah, wants to volunteer to shake a lulav, wants to volunteer to sit in sukkah. So we assume basically that the guy is permitted. Just Shabbos we don't allow. And the Limud HaTorah on the other mitzvahs.
I think Shabbos meant only, like a Rambam, that only if he makes Sunday like a Shabbos.
Even if he makes Sunday. If he observes Shabbos, for sure it's prohibited. But even if he observes Sunday, it's also prohibited.
Shabbos.
Yeah. No, the Rambam has, I thought you were going to say, the Rambam has a different shot than Shabbos. The Rambam says that the prohibition that a Nochri is not permitted to volunteer Shabbos doesn't only mean Shabbos, it goes on all the mitzvahs. He says it depends. Sometimes the non-Jew is permitted to volunteer Shabbos. Sometimes he's not even allowed to volunteer to shake a lulav. So the Rambam says it depends like this. If the Nochri makes it part of his religion, like the Catholics made it part of their religion to observe the Sabbath. So if they made it into part a new religion, you're neither here nor there. Either you're a Ben Noach and you observe Shabbat Mitzvahs Ben Noach, or you're a Yisrael and you observe all the Tayag Mitzvahs. But there is no such thing as a religion. Like the Muslim, they also have a different religion that they're not allowed to eat certain food, and they have to fast Taneisim certain times. The Arabs are a new religion, more than the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Erech and less than the Tayag Mitzvahs HaTorah. So if you have the Rambam writes like this, if you have a non-Jew who knows that he has to keep Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Erech, and then as an Einim Mitzvah V'yoseh, he wants to volunteer to sit in Sukkah, but he knows it's not part of his religion. He knows it's part of the Jewish religion, he's volunteering. So then Rambam says, that's okay, he can even observe Shabbos. Let him observe Shabbos also, the Torah is saying in Mitzvah V'yoseh. But if he observes Sabbath as part of his religion, of some new religion, then the Rambam says that's the Yisr. So the Rambam says that it's lav dafke Shabbos. It applies to all the mitzvahs of Torah, and even if he invents a new religion with some new mitzvahs, that will also be prohibited. So the Pashtus says that the non-Jew for sure is not prohibited from eating tevil, and he's not obligated to be mafish truma. The only reason why we're mafish truma is in order to remove the prohibition of tevil. But if a non-Jew is not mitzvah on the din of tevil, he's not mitzvah. What if he wants to volunteer to be mafish truma?
But his truma is truma.
Oh, so that's the shaila. What if the non-Jew wants to volunteer to be mafish truma? Does that make sense? So let's say I'll be mafish truma from the tape recorders. If it doesn't grow in Eretz Yisrael, so it doesn't. So we're talking, let's say, the goy has something that grew in Eretz Yisrael. The goy has a farm in Eretz Yisrael, and he has tvua that grew. So then Rashi and Tosfos raise an issue, but we have a machlokes later in Takin HaShaleach. Here. A Mem Zayin Amud Aleph happens to be the machlokes right after the Mishnah. A famous machlokes, if a non-Jew, Yav Eretz Yisrael was Neskadish B'Kdushas Haaretz. And then a goy takes over the area in Hebron. The goyim own it. The whole people that they're debating now is who should have the sovereignty over Hebron, who should be the shalit on who's tachas memshelas ha'nochem and tachas memshelas Yisrael. But the area for sure belongs to the goyim. They have the farms over there. So the Gemara has a machlokes. Those farms in Hebron that once had kedusha saaretz, and now there are a lot of areas in Eretz Yisrael that are on the hands of non-Jews. Do you say that once it's sold to a non-Jew, it forfeits the kedusha saaretz? If you buy it back, it'll restore the kedusha saaretz. Because man, that it's under the ownership of a non-Jew, it's like chutz la'aretz; it doesn't have kedusha saaretz. Or do you say no? Ain kinyan le'nochri be'eretz Yisrael hafkiyam yad shumas amaisis. Even if the goy buys Eretz Yisrael, So just because it belongs to him and Didi Mamanis, he has a right to plant, he has a right to build, do whatever he wants, but it does mean that right? So that's the machlokes in the Gemara, whether yesh kinyan anochi beretz Yisrael hafkia miyad meiser, or ein kinyan anochi beretz Yisrael hafkia miyad meiser. That's the machlokes on mem zayin mem aleph. That's what many paskim said. The Gemara says in Surya we paskin in Eretz Yisrael ein kinyan anochi, because the hafrosh is trumas and meiser in Eretz Yisrael is a dinda, right? And in Surya we paskin kedusha of Surya was only the rabbanon. David HaMelech was kovei sharam tzova. That's Surya. And the Gemara says on Daf Ches that he only did a kibush yachid. It wasn't a kibush rabim, and therefore there's a machlekes hatanaim. We paskin that Surya never got a kedusha saretz deraisa. The whole kedusha of Surya was to begin with was only the rabbanon. It's not kedusha saretz deraisa. So that's what the Gemara says over here. In Surya, here three lines from the bottom are mem zayin amid aleph. The Gemara says hachmaskina b'Surya because of kibush yachlav shmei kibush. So since the whole chiyuv hafrash is trumas umaris in Surya is only the rabbanon, there you say that yesh kinyan l'nochi beretz Yisrael b'Surya. Because it's only the Rabbanon. And Eretz Yisrael, the obligation to be mafish trumas and maisis is their isa. But the din is that ain't kinyan achi Eretz Yisrael lahavkiyam miyad mitzvahs halkliyus baris. When the Surya yesh kinyan. So that's what many poskim, many gedolim said 100 years ago, over 100 years ago, when they started the issue of Im, the Jewish issue of Im in Eretz Yisrael. So the shaila was, what's going to be with Shnas Hashmita? If they're not going to do any avodas hakak, they'll go broke. They'll have to live off of nedavos, of charity that they'll send in from chutzlars, like now when they have those kibbutzim, those pearly agud, the kibbutzim, but they observe Shemitah, so they live off of nedavos. They send out mishalachim all over the world and they collect nedavos for them to carry on Shemitah, and they live off of charity. So that was the shaila. So some gedolim said 100 years ago that since Shemitah b'zman is as only the rabbanon, even in Eretz Yisrael proper, so Eretz Yisrael itself has the same din as Surya. That the Gemara says, whenever it's a din de rabbanon, so you say yesh kinyan l'nochi beretz Yisrael l'hafkia. So that's the whole het mechir is based on that exactly. That if you sell any area in Eretz Yisrael, you sell it to agnochri, so it doesn't have the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So the whole din of shmita doesn't apply. That's what the whole heter is based on, and that's the question whether that tzushtel is correct. Maybe the Gemara only said Surya is a lower level of a din de rabbanon. But Eretz Yisrael, even if you hold that Shemitah Mizmanah is only the Rabbanah, but it's still not the same as Surya. It's a higher level of Achiv the Rabbanah. So that's the whole Sikhsuch that the Gedolim had 100 years ago. Arayam Azeh, that's what they still have the Shah.
What about the Kuhs and Maisers, which is not a question of the Rabbanah anymore?
If I buy from an Arab,
yeah.
An Arab has a form, yeah. So we paskin that ain kinyan anochi Eretz Yisrael hafkia. We paskin in Eretz Yisrael there's no kinyan anochi, even though it grew on an Arab farm, he's still mechuyev in shumas
amaisis.
Maintains the kedusha saaretz. Yeah, maintains the kedusha
saaretz. I always have to give shumas amaisis.
You don't give any shumas amaisis. Right.
But
the question is, when it grows, if it's gadol b'shus anochri, does it have kedushas perishviyas? There are special din and there are special rules and regulations. V'arsu Shabbos Ras Lachem liyachlo. We learn out from that word liyachlo all the laws of kedushas perishviyas. Liyachlo v'lo lehefsid, v'lo leschora, v'lo lemelugma. You're not allowed to waste any perishviyas. So that's a big machloikis whether whatever is gadol eitzel anochri has kedushas perishviyas or not. And it's all proper, they're different minhagim. The Yerushalayim area, they have one practice, and in Bnei Brak they have a different practice. They're different, and Eretz Ogufa. There was a machlekes in the 1500s between the Beis Yosef and the Mabit. So Arayam Azeh, they have this machlekes, different mekaymes, and Eretz Yisrael anoig differently. So that's what Rashi and Taisis discuss over here. Let's say the Nochri wants to volunteer to shake a lulav. It has to be a kosher lulav. Was going to volunteer to shake a pasla lulav that day. So that doesn't make any sense at all. A woman, the Gemara says, a suma. The Gemara says in the first perik in Kiddushin that a suma as a machlekes hatanayim, whether he's chayv and mitzvus or not, does he have to shake a lulav, does he have to wear tzitzis and tefillin and so on. So the Gemara says, but even if you hold that a suma is not chayv and mitzvus, but if he wants to volunteer, he will get reward. The Gemara has a machlekes, whether you say God ha-mitzvah v'yoseh v'mishenu mitzvah v'yoseh, or God ha-mishenu mitzvah v'yoseh v'mishenu mitzvah v'yoseh, will he get more reward because he's volunteering out of the goodness of his heart, the hidna dvut. He's volunteering to observe the mitzvot tzitzis and tefillin. He's not obligated, so maybe he deserves to get more reward. And we assume the maskona fakir, that God ha-mitzvah v'yosef, the one who's obligated to like tefillin and he does it, he's going to get more reward. So you see from that Gemara that there is such a thing as a summa, even if you hold like that opinion in Tanoim that a summa is part of the Mikola mitzvahs, but if he volunteers to perform the mitzvah, there is a Kima mitzvah. The Tosfos says on that Gemara that if a woman wants to volunteer to shake a lulav, a woman wants to volunteer to shake a, to listen to Tkiyah Shofar, there is also a Kiyum, and Tosfos claims they even say a bracha. So the same over here, if a Nachri wants to volunteer to fulfill a mitzvah, so the Rambam writes, even mitzvahs milah, when the Nachri wants to volunteer, goes on to hate. So we learn out, so we learn out from the Pasuk, Ish, that Rashi quotes, that if the Nachri wants to volunteer in the Dorm and the Dovis, he wants to volunteer to bring Karbonis. He's not Mechuyiv to. If he wants to volunteer to bring Karbonis, he may. We're not Mechuyiv to bring the Nedarim and Adavis either. We're not obligated either to bring the Nedarim and Adavis of Oil and Shlomim. So if he wants to volunteer, we can do it. So if the Goy wants to volunteer, we learn out from the Pasuk, he can do it as well.
We're going to give a Summa and Aliyah, no?
That's an added question, because maybe the one who gets the Aliyah has to read along from the Sefer Torah.
Can be Moshe the Tzibur?
If he's laming, he cannot lame. Just to say the bracha. So that's the machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. So we're makel on that. We're makel. The Masis Bin Yomin was a sagi nohar. So he dictated a tshuva that you're permitted to give an aliyah to a sagi nohar, that a blind man is allowed to get an aliyah. In other words, Nikir Adin, the issue is simple. Nikir Adin, the one who gets an aliyah, does he have to lane along with the Baal Korei? Now, Bizman HaTanoim, Bizman HaGemar, the practice was one who got an aliyah would lane his own aliyah. And Tosfos says that in the course of time, in the days of the Balei HaTosfos, they developed the institution that we have a Baal Korei who lanes for everybody. So once the Baal Korei lanes, so the one who gets the Aliyah doesn't have to lane at all. So what does he have to walk up to the Sefer Torah for? So he can stay where he is. So we have the practice, no, he looks in and he lanes along softly. That's what the Rosh says. He has to look in and lane along. So the question is that only a Chumra Hidur? And what if he's blind? What if he's an Amharis and he can't read? Has no Nekudas. Can't read without Nekudas. So can you give him an Aliyah or not? So that's the machlekes. A mikra adin will make a lot that an amhaoritz or a sumo who cannot read along, mikra adin he may get the aliyah. Right, that will make a lot. That's a special added question. Whether sumo, that's even if you hold the sumo is chayvim mitzvahs, sumo getting an aliyah is a special question, because maybe the one who gets the aliyah has to read along with the balkar. If it doesn't read along, so maybe it's a brachal of atola. That's an added question. So here, Nachamal, the background of this Gemara, Chav Gimel on the base is, if a Summa wants to volunteer to fulfill the mitzvahs that he's not obligated in, so that's beferish in the Gemara, that he will get reward. So that's the question, does he get more reward than the mitzvah v'yoysa, or less reward? But you see, the Ran points out, the whole debate is how much reward, but you see that there is a Kiyama mitzvah. So based on that Gemara, with the Bali Atos has developed the notion that if a woman wants to volunteer to fulfill the mitzvahs of Shazman Grama, that's also meaningful. With a bracha or not bracha, that's already a machloikis, whether the woman does say a bracha to the Ashkenazim, hold that the woman does say a bracha when she benches Esrik, she says the bracha, or let's say they have a Baal Tekeh, Blow Shofar for the women, so the women will say the bracha, and the Sfardim follow the Rambam's psak that the women, when they volunteer to do a mitzvah, that they part of them, they don't say a bracha. But that's a detailed point, whether they say a bracha or not. Can you say Kiddushana b'mitzvah v'tzivonah? It's not true. It's not the tzivonah. They're not the tzivonah. But I'll call upon him, but everybody agrees that it does make sense that a woman should volunteer to shake the lulav and to listen to the Tekeh Shofar. There is a kiyum aveinu mitzvah v'yosa. And even if a nochri, chidush agabi chidush, the Rambam has, even if a nochri wants to volunteer to observe Shabbos, the Rambam says that that's permissible. That's a startman chidush. Even the other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam, they say Shabbos is different, but if he wants to volunteer to shake a lulav, tovo ala brach, wants to, vikumta yovan arayin is sukkarayin. Let's say the yovan wants to sit in sukkah. Kumta arayin. So the yovan walks into the sukkah, and he has a mitzvah, the Torah says, ain't a mitzvah v'yosa. The guy can volunteer any mitzvah he wants. What about if the guy wants to volunteer, let's say, to bring korbanos? Also, ish, he can volunteer to bring korbanos also. Just like we volunteer, just like the Olo Shlomim, we're not mechuyev. Whatever is not bo b'nedr and adov, chatos and an osham, and a korban pesach, and a matzah shekel, is not bo b'nedr and adov. So the guy cannot volunteer, he's not mechuyev. But whatever by us is bo b'nedr and adov. So the pasuk says ish, that the guy can do that as well.
Where does the cotton fall in?
Also, yeah, chinuch, mitam chinuch, he's obligated to perform the mitzvah, but even leaving out the chinuch, the obligation, mitam chinuch, he'll get schar b'torah seinu mitzvah v'yaisa, the same.
He's a kapora,
doesn't
he? A kapora, doesn't he? He wants to volunteer. He says that my shabbat is different from a boy.
A boy
wants to volunteer and do the mitzvah.
Also, right.
He just said it.
Mikra Din, it says a woman may volunteer all the mitzvahs that she's exempt from. So the Ramah just says that the minig is that the women volunteer to tzel svirin, and the women volunteer to listen to tkiyas and to ben shesrig and so on, except for these two. The Ramah says minig is they don't volunteer tefillin and they don't volunteer talis. So the question, why not? So some achrayim say that these are special because the targum, the Yonasan ben Izil, writes on the pasuk, Liyekli Gever Alisha. The Pasuk says in Chumash Ram, Lo Yobash Gever Sim Lasisha, Liyekli Gever Alisha. A man is not allowed to dress up like a woman, and a woman is not allowed to dress up like a man. So the Targum Anderson says, Pshat on that Pasuk, a woman is not permitted to wear talis and tefillin. So some say that the minig of the Ramah, that the women avoid volunteering that, is based on that Targum Anderson Minazir. Others say not. The Ramah gives a different time. The Ramah does not say that time. The Ramah gives a different time.
No institution of Kapora that you get when you. Something
to show you,
but that's not related to the
goy
at all.
Mina chatos? No, that you mechuyev. No, that's not bo ben eder and adover. So that the goy cannot volunteer. Chatos and an osham is not bo ben eder and adover. Chatos osham korban pesach and machzah shekel. So the Mishnah says in Shkolim regarding machzah shekel and list off all these four. That's not bo ben eder and adover. So that a nochri cannot volunteer. But from this pasuk ishish, we learn out that if the nochri wants to volunteer. He can do that too. This is a chiddush. One might have thought if the Nachri, let's say, buys, he goes to the east side and he buys himself a lulav and an esrig, a kosher lulav and esrig, he takes and shakes the lulav and esrig, so the Torah says, mitzvah v'yos, he has a mitzvah. But if the Nachri is going to be magdish, the carbon shlomim, the carbon oil, who says that his kedushas peh? He's going to say, hareza shlomim, hareza oil. Who says that it gets a kedusha? So that's why I need a special pasuk ishish for the rabbis to serve the kohavim that a nachri, even though a nachri is not a bar hafloah, a nachri, let's say, takes a neder, he's not going to smoke cigarettes anymore. He takes a shvua, he's going to go exercising an hour every day, he's going to go jogging every day. He's not mechuyev to observe his neder, he's not mechuyev to observe his shvua. A nachri is not a bar hafloah, he's not mechuyev. So one might have thought that the nachri is not a bar hafloah, so if he's magdish, he says, I declare this animal is an oil, I declare this animal is a shlomim. I would think it's not chal. Hafla means levate v'sasayim, that he makes it to hegdish with his dibur peh. Hafla means dibur peh. If the dibur peh of a nachri doesn't mean anything, there's no ein kan lo neder v'lo shvur, his neder is nishken neder, his shvur is nishken shvur. So I would have thought that the hegdish is not chal. So that's the chiddush, no? That the nachri is a bar hafla benegeh to this, that the hagdasha that he makes on the animal is chal. So once you have that pasuk, that ish ish, that the nachri is even a bar hafla, then again to create the Kedushas Korban, so the Mele, the Tanoim understood that the same din should apply, that if a Nochi wants to be Mafrish, Trumas and Isis, it should also be good. The Nochi is not Mechuyev to, but if he wants to volunteer, but Torah Seinem Mitzvah V'yosef, he should say Gizunta, hey, Tov Ola Brocha. Like if the Nochi wants to volunteer to sit in Sukkah, to shake a little bit in Esrig, or something like that, to put a mezuzah on his door. The Achreinim have choose about a Groi wants to put a mezuzah on his door. Are we allowed to give him a mezuzah? So you say Mikared Din, if you're not afraid he's going to throw it out in the garbage.
But he has to have shmira on it. On the mezuzah, he has to know what it is.
Yeah, yeah. If we're afraid that he may decide one fine day to throw it in the garbage, then we're not allowed to give him the mezuzah in the first place. But if he seems to be a person who's going to observe the kedushas on mezuzah, right, he believes that the mezuzah has something to it, so then we're permitted to give him a mezuzah and the Torah says he would be so he can volunteer. The Radvaz we mentioned says not so. Radvaz says that the Vitar Tefillin and Mezuzah, things that have Kedusha, have no Shaychus with the Goy. Only mitzvahs, but not Tashmishi Kedusha. But others say not so. Others say there's a Talmud Yerushalmi. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about that. There's a story in the Talmud Yerushalmi about a non-Jew who wanted a Mezuzah. So they gave him a kosher mezuzah to put on his door, not to hang on his neck, to put on his door.
Was that in Eretz Yisrael or was that in Kutzal?
That happened to have been Eretz Yisrael, but I don't think it makes a difference. No.
Wouldn't we be obligated to make sure that all the houses in Eretz Yisrael have mezuzahs?
No, mezuzah is chayves hador. Whoever lives there is obligated. If I have a house and I don't live there, or a goy has a house and the goy lives there, so I'm not mechuyev. Let's say I have a house in Eretz Yisrael, I rent it to a goy, you're not allowed to. Let's say I rent a house to the goy. So I'm not mechuyev to put a mezuzah on that house.
Somebody rent it to a Jew?
So the Jew who lives there is Mechuyev. I'm not Mechuyev.
So he's not religious, so I don't have to put on
a... No, it's his obligation. Let's say in America or in Eretz Yisrael, a landlord is religious and the tenant is a non-observant Jew. So the landlord is not obligated to put the mezuzah. The Gemara says that's a chayvus hador. That's the obligation of the tenant. If he doesn't put, that's his problem.
My sin. that he brings, that he has to bring it to Eretz Yisrael, do we need it? Well, you say you can give Maisa.
Maisa Sheni, you mean? Yeah. Maisa Sheni, if he's Mafresh, if he volunteers Maisa Sheni, they'll have to bring it to Yerushalayim and have a Jew eat it. He can't eat it. They'll have to have a Jew eat it in Yerushalayim, yeah. So that's how the Gemara starts off. We have a principle that there's such a thing as volunteering a mitzvah b'toras ein a mitzvah b'yos. That an Eved K'nayni can volunteer a mitzvah that he's not obligated, and an Ishud can volunteer a mitzvah she's not obligated, and a Suma can volunteer a mitzvah, and even a Goy can volunteer a mitzvah. So the question is volunteer, but you have to volunteer that it should be with all the prote a mitzvah. He's going to volunteer to shake a lulav and an esrog, because it's going to be pasul a lulav, pasul a esrog, so there's no ki ma mitzvah. So the shaila is, what's the nachri is going to volunteer to bring a korban? But the nachri is not a bar hafloya. So the korban is chulin, it'll be chul mazar. So the pasuk tells us, no, ishish, l'rabis es hanachrim, that he is a bar hafloya b'negiyah to this. Even though the nachri is not a bar hafloya to make a neder or a shvua, it's totally meaningless, but he is a bar hafloya to be magdish. Oh, so once you know from the pasuk ishish, that the nachri is even a bar hafloya b'negiyah to be magdish, so what if the nachri has a form in Eretz Yisrael? And he wants to be mafresh trumas ma'aseh, not mechuyev to. What if he wants to be mafresh? No, for the purpose of afroshes trumas ma'aseh, you have to say hareze truma l'Hashem al hakol, hareze ma'aseh rishon, hareze ma'aseh sheni. That declaration, hareze, that's an inyan of hafloya. That's all belongs to that category, like the dorim and shvuas and neziris and hekdeshes, erchem v'charamim. That whole big category of things that are chalaidei dibur. So what do you mean the goy wants to volunteer, but the goy is not a bar hafloya? So the answer is no. We learn that from this pasuk ishish. We should have learned that from the pasuk ishish. The Rashi quotes in Chulin. That's the gimel. Should learn out that not only can the nachri be magdish karbonis, the nachri can be mafish shumas and maisis as well. So basically, we should say that if a nachri wants to volunteer to be mafish shumas and maisis, everybody should agree that it's okay. Except over here, there's a special machlokes. Here, the Gemara doesn't quote the whole story here. Tosis quotes it here. Tosis quotes it here, Dibra Maschil Trumasa Truma, Dibra Maschil Usnan. So Tosis quotes it, Tzvilia Machlekes Rav Shimon and the other Tanoim. The other Tanoim, Rav Shimon Baichoy, and the other Tanoim. All the Tanoim hold that if a Nochri volunteers Truma, Trumasa Truma, the Truma is Chal. And Rav Shimon disagrees because he has Xeris Akosu. Tosis quotes it here, Trumasa Truma, so in the middle of the Tosis they quote. Israel says Daber Bnei Yisrael Emartu Aleihem. So since it says Bnei Yisrael, so Rav Shimon Darshan Bnei Yisrael V'lo Yakum, that even though a goy can volunteer to shake a lulav, and even though a goy is even a bar hafloy can volunteer to be magdish achatas, he can volunteer to be magdish shlomim in an oila. So he's even a bar hafloy to volunteer korbanis. And from that pasuk Yishish, I should have learned that he's also a bar hafloy to volunteer to be mafresh trumas and maaseres. So that's the pasuk, Daber b'nei Yisrael v'lo yo'abdi kachav. A special gzeres ha-kosev that if a nochri is mafresh truma, is nit. What exactly is nit? What does it mean? It's zero? On the level of the ice, it's zero if the nochri is mafresh truma? Or it means no, it doesn't have all the full dinim like regular truma. Let's say if a non-koyin eats truma, so there's a punishment on misa b'dei shamayim. So if the nochri is mafresh truma, it will be truma, but it won't have the full kedushas truma. So that's a machlokes in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, this mishnah is in Trumas. This mishnah that the Gemara quotes on the top of Chav Gimel on the base, about 8 lines on the top. The snan who have a kachav makusi shetarma mishalohem trumas truma for goy. Makusi is also goy. If a goy volunteers to be mafresh truma, b'taras einem mitzuba v'yoyse. So the mishnah says that it's chal, and then it says Rab Shimon disagrees, and Rab Shimon holds that the nochri is mafresh truma. And a non-kohen eats it, so there's no misa b'dei shamayim. What is he beating around the bush? If a non-kohen eats it, there's no zog, that it's not chal. Why doesn't Rav Shimon just red tzedak say that if the nochri is mafresh truma, ain't shumasa truma? He didn't say that exactly. So that's a machlekes in the Yerushalmi two amorim. So one amorim says, look, Rav Shimon's pasuk is Dabar b'nei Yisrael, the muta yakum. It means that it's not chal. And the other amorim holds, no, he never said it's not chal. He means that it doesn't have the full din of kedushas truma. It's not that you're a mayit legamrei that it's not chal. No, the Torah says in the mitzvah v'yoyse you can volunteer, and it would be chal, but it doesn't have the full status of a regular truma.
So does the kohen have to be in tahara to eat it?
Yeah, he has to be in tahara, but it's tum, if he eats a betumah, so there's
no. It's a level below. It's de facto truma, but it's not really full.
It doesn't have all the. It's a voluntary. It's a truma to hit nadvut. It was a voluntary truma because the goy wasn't obligated to be mafreshit. So it doesn't have the full halacha of truma. That's how the Yerushalmi says. In fact, Taisus quotes the Gemara in Temura. In Eretz Yisrael, that's where we started before. If let's say the Goy has a farm in America, so even the Jew can't volunteer to be Mafish Tumah.
We're back to the problem again.
Oh, so even if the Goy has a farm in Eretz Yisrael, if you're going to say Yesh Kinyan Anocha Beretz Yisrael Afkia Miyachunas and Maisus, so if it belongs to the Goy, so it doesn't have Kedushas Haaretz, so it's like it grew in Chutz Laaretz. So it's nothing. So it's not. Oh, so that's why Rashi says that this whole discussion, the Kasavar, Rashi writes here around 10 lines from the top. The Kasavar ain't Kinyan Kuchal Meretz Yisrael Afkia. Right before it says Chulin Daf Yud Gimel in the Rashi. Right before that parenthesis, so a few lines before it says, the Kasavra, the Tanahos, and Kinyilav Kacham Meretzol Hapkiyam Mikdushas Maisa. These Tanahim are all working on the assumption that when a Goy has a farm in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't, just because it's owned by the non-Jew, it doesn't cancel the Kedusha.
That's the Chiyah to give to Mishamayim.
No, no, if it would belong, if a Jew would buy it.
The food, I mean,
it's Tevel. Right.
The question is, can the Goy take it out of the Tevel?
But the non-Jew, the Goy is not obligated to. So if the Goy will be mafish, it'll only be b'teres einim mitzvah v'yoseh. So that's the machlokes of Shimon and the Rabbanon. Will it be chal? The Rabbanon say bona fide 100%. It's chal all the way. And Rabbi Shimon says no. Either he two versions in the Yerushalmi. Either Rabbi Shimon holds it zero, it's not chal at all, or Rabbi Shimon holds that it's chal, but einim mitzvah v'yoseh. It's only partially. It doesn't have the full dinim.
I understand. If it's Tevel originally. Okay.
Yeah.
You have to pick up from the Shemaitis. Somebody has to pick up.
You can't eat it at all. If a Gentile sells it to
no, he's the Goy wants to eat it.
We're talking about the
Kayin.
You're talking about the... He says it doesn't have the same fullness as regular Truman. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, this...
Regular Truman, if I eat it when I'm Tomei, if the Kayin is Tomei, he's Nisa B'dei Shammai. Or if a non-Kayin eats it, a Zar eats Truman, right, the Misa B'dei Shammai. And this Truma, there wouldn't be Misa B'dei Shammai. Yeah, according to the Tana, according to the Chachamim, for sure it's Mat to the Tevel. According to Rav Shimon, there are two versions in the Yerushalmi. What did Rav Shimon mean to say? Rav Shimon says that the non-Kohen who eats the Truma is not Chai Misa B'dei Shammai, and if the Kohen is Tumah and eats the Truma, is also not Chai Misa B'dei Shammai. So the Yerushalmi has two opinions on Amarayim. What did he mean to say? Did Rav Shimon mean to say that it's not Chal at all? Rav Shimon meant to say it's chal, but it's only behit nadvut, it's only a voluntary truma.
But it did the job of matzah the tevel.
Those are the two pshat in Rav Shimon.
But according to be saying it's a lesser degree of a truma.
Yeah, then it's matzah the yisr
tevel. But
the
tevel
it did. Yeah.
It took it out of tevel.
Yeah.
So how could that be? How could you have, you're taking out nisr the reisr, which is kolos in tevel, right?
Misr v'dei shamayim. Misr v'dei shamayim.
And you made truma, which is... So
why not? What's wrong?
Well,
it's not wishy-washy. Why not? It's bona fide truma, just that it does not have all the chumras of real truma, because the chevreman who was mafreshed wasn't mechuyev. He did it voluntarily. He wasn't mechuyev.
I'm mechuyev to have it
taken off. I'm not allowed to eat tevel unless it's gemaisa. So it was gemaisa.
I'm allowed to eat the tevel.
Correct. Correct.
Now let's say this guy sells food to a Jew.
That's what he's talking about. Sells it to a Jew.
Tells him that that Jew is required to take off.
No. If the guy didn't mafresh yet. Then if you hold yesh kinyan and ochav eretz yisrael hafkia, no, if you hold yesh kinyan, if you hold when a goy buys a plot in eretz yisrael, it's chutz laaretz, it loses it, then it grew chutz laaretz, it grew chutz laaretz, not mechuyev.
But
we hold it maintains the kedushas eretz yisrael. We pass in ein kinyan and ochav eretz yisrael hafkia. When the goy buys a karka in eretz yisrael, it doesn't, it retains the kedushas eretz yisrael, so it's considered like it grew in eretz yisrael. So it's real tevel. So if the Goy was mafrish before he sells it to the Jew, that's what he points out, Goy. So that'll take off the Yisr Tevel. Just a shayla within Rav Shimon, where Rav Shimon says that the truma that the Goy is mafrish, if a non-Koyim will eat it, it won't be Misa B'dei Shemaim. Did Rav Shimon mean to say that it's just not chal? Tabel b'nei Yisrael v'mata aleim, only b'nei Yisrael v'lo ev d'kham, it's just not chal at all? So then the Jew who buys it has to be mafrish all over again. Or the other opinion of Rishalmi is no, it is chal. It's just that it doesn't have the full-fledged din of Tumah because it's only Ein Mitzvah V'Yoseh. The one who's doing the Hafrasha wasn't really Mechuyev in this. Now, Belbala Soloveitchik points out that the Pashtus is, from the Bavli, the Pashtus is like this strange pshat in the Yerushalmi, that the Reb Shimon holds that the Hafrasha is Chal, but not fully. Why? Because Taisus quotes, this Taisus Dima Maschel Tumah Sa Tumah. There's a famous Gemara in the first daf in Temura, on the Abdei Samen Beis in Temura. And Tosfos quotes from Zvachim Perek Dei Shammai, Daf Mem Hei. So the Gemara has a machlokes between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim if a Nachri volunteers a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. A Nachri volunteers a carbon oila to the Beis HaMikdash. Is there a din of Me'ila? Let's say a Jew is Nenem in Ahegdash B'Shegeg, you have to give Kerem V'Chaymish V'Yosham, Asham Me'ilas. So there's a machlokes HaTanayim, where the Kotche Yakum, where the Moilim Bahem, does it have the full din of Kedusha's carbon? That there's a din me'ilah? They say no, it has a kedushas carbon, yamakriv in the Beis HaMikdash, but it doesn't have a din me'ilah. Or let's say a Nachri brought a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, and then we left it overnight, and it's nifsal belina. It becomes noisa. Right. Or when they shechted the carbon, somebody had a machsheves pigel. So whoever eats pigel, noisa tame, the carbon becomes tame. If you eat pigel, noisa tame, you chayv koris. What if the pigel, noisa tame, is from a goy's carbon? The one who donated this carbon to begin with wasn't Jewish. So does that also have the din of pigal naisatami? So that's vaita machlokes hatanayim. Everything. No, the Gemara says he can donate a shlamim and an oila. The Gemara just says, what do you do with a shlamim? What do you do with a shlamim? So whereas if a Jew donates a shlamim to the Beis HaMikdash, part of it is eaten and part of it the emurim are burnt on the mizbeach. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that if a guy is a dispute in the Gemara, if a guy gives a shlamim to the Beis HaMikdash, the whole thing is burnt. You treat it like an oila. Oh, so that's what you mean. You treat it like an oila. Hakrovin you can have. Let's say I have a carbon I have in mind to be makdirit chutz l'zmana. That's also either achilas odom im heyochel yeyochel. The Gemara says b'shtei achilas hakasim medaber achas achilas mizbeach v'achav achilas odom. So if I have in mind to eat the korban after this man, whatever this man is, or I have in mind to be makter on the mizbeach after its man, whatever that man is, so that's a psula pigul. So the Gemara quotes the brayse machleg zapshimin and rabbanim. So they all agree that if a guy donates a korban and has a kedushas korban, you makrev it on the mizbeach. You do the shechita, you do the zrikas adam, you do all the avodas. It's not chulin bazar. Everybody agrees that it's a korban. But Rav Shimon holds that it doesn't have all of the full dinim. It's not oisa tamura, doesn't have the din of tamura, and it doesn't have pigal oisa tamin, it doesn't have the din of me'ila. A lot of detail halachas don't apply. How does Rav Shimon know that that's so? So the Gemara says, Tosfos quotes, Dira maschol trumasa truma. Rav Shimon learns it out, exereshava chet chet mitruma. That it says, by truma dabel b'nei Yisrael v'ma'atalei, and in the end of Parashas Korach, it introduces the din of HaParashas truma. Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'layu umas o'ilam, that a goy doesn't have the din of truma. And it says over there, Barim Chemes Chelba, Reloisisu Alev Chet Barim Chemes Chelba Mimenu. So the word Chet appears in the Chumash in connection with our precious Truma. And the word Chet also appears in the Chumash, Nefesh Kisechta Mo'alam Al Bashem, in connection with Me'ila, when somebody's Mo'al Behegdish. So the Mishnayis, the whole Mesichta Me'ila, revolves around this Gzereshova. The whole Yisoid of Masechus Mishnayis Me'ila is based on the Gzereshova Chet Chet Truma. How far do you learn out the dinim from Truma to Me'ila, from Me'ila to Truma, they learn back and forth from this Gzereshova of Chet Chet. So Rav Shimon throws in another connection to Gzereshova. But just like by Truma there's a din B'nai Yisrael V'loi Nachrim, that a goy is mafrish Truma is not Chal, so too, if a goy is mafrish a carbon, it doesn't have the full Kedusha's carbon. So Rav Elvela Soloveitchik points out, if you follow that one opinion in the Yerushalmi, that according to Rav Shimon, the goy is mafrish Truma, it is Chal min HaTorah, the Truma is Chal. Just that it doesn't have Misa B'dei Shamayim. If a Tzar will eat it, or if a Kohen Tommy will eat it, he won't be Misa B'dei Shamayim. It doesn't have all the fine points, it doesn't have all the details of Hilchas Truma, but basically it has the Kedushas Truma. So to over here, that's the Gzer Shavah Chet Chet, that if a Goy is Mafrish a Korban, it will have a Kedushas Korban, but it won't have all the full Dinim. It doesn't have the full status of Korban. So that's what Rav Elvela points out, that L'chayri this... The Gzereshova Chet Chet Metruma sounds like Reb Shimon holds that by the Truma it is Chal Min HaTorah. It's just that it's not Chal Lagamri. It doesn't have 100% the full dinam of Truma. Fine. So that's getting back again. He said the Goy can Anisha, Asuma, they can all volunteer to observe mitzvahs that they're exempt from. They can volunteer with Torah Seder mitzvah, yes, but they have to volunteer that there should be a Kiyum HaMitzvah. So what do you mean a Nachri is going to volunteer to be Mafrish Trumas and Maisus on that stuff that grows in his field? If you hold that whatever area belongs to the Goy forfeits its Kedushas Haaretz, so it's like it grew on Chutz Laaretz. So what do you mean? What Shaykh even a Jew can't volunteer to be mafresh trumas and maisers on tvuah that grew in chutzlo. So what is the goy going to volunteer to be mafresh trumas and maisers on what grew in his farm if you hold yesh kinyan l'dochei l'hafkiyah? So Rashi says, because of these tanoim are all of the opinion that ain't kinyan l'dochei l'hafkiyah, it's all l'hafkiyah. That's how we pass it. The Surya, where the whole Kedusha Saaretz is only with the Rabbanon, the Surya, the Gemara said, Mem Zayin, that yesh kinyan l'hafkiyah. But in Eretz Yisrael proper, where you're talking about a chiyuv trumas and maisers deraisa, then we pass in ein kinyan l'hafkiyah. That's the Rashi. And Taisus has a whole discussion. You don't even necessarily have to say that. Who says that you're talking that the goy owns the field? Maybe the goy rented it from a Jew. Maybe the field belongs to a Jew, and the goy rented the right to use the field for a year. Or maybe, let's say, the tzvua grew, havoah shlish, it grew beyad Yisrael, then later on the goy bought it from the Jew. The goy bought the field from the Jew. So the Jew, you can't say that yesh kinyan anachah baritzol lahafkiyah, it's not chayv. It already became tevel before the goy even came on the scene. It grew b'shus ha-Yisrael, then the goy bought the field from the Jew. So Taisus picks on the Rashi. That's a famous Taisus. Ha'avik ha-chavim. Taisus di ba-maschal. Ha'avik ha-chavim. So they quote the Rashi. Pirish b'kuntris. Rashi comments on this whole topic. What do you mean the goy wants to volunteer to be mafresh to his maestro? The whole thing is nonsense. How could he volunteer? Whatever grows in his field is like growing a chutzlar. Is it growing a chutzlar? There's nothing to volunteer. What are going to be mafresh to his maestro from tape recorders, from books, from svarim? It's not shaya. It can only be mafresh trumas and maisers for something that grew in Eretz Yisrael. If it grew b'shus ha-goy, that's like growing a chutzlaret. So Rashi answers that all the Tanaim here are working on the premise that ain't kinyan of gechavim Eretz Yisrael ha-hafkiyah, that it maintains the status of Eretz Yisrael. That's taka the way we paskin. And Tosfos says that you don't necessarily have to say that these Tanaim are taking a stand on that. That's taka the way we paskin, but it's no proof from this Gemara. The Nira Lari, that it's not muchach. So at the end of the Tosfos, he says, Inami, the last two lines in that Tosfos of Kechavim, Tosfos says, Inami b'chokas sodom Yisrael. The guy rented a field from the Jew. He doesn't own the field. He rented the right to use a Jew's field, so he can't even apply. The whole issue of Yesh Kinyan and Afi doesn't apply. The guy didn't buy it. He just rented it from a Jew. Or, Tosfos says in the beginning, V'nira l'ri, on the third line in that Tosfos, Dima maschal ha b'kechavim, they say V'nira l'ri, even if you hold yesh kinyan l'nachah b'eretz yisrael l'hafkiyah, that if the goy buys it, it becomes chutz la'aretz. Who says that we're talking about a case that the goy owned the field from the beginning to the end, that he planted it on his field? No. Maybe everything grew b'shus ha-yisrael havoah shlish, and once it grows havoah shlish, one third, then it's already tevel, then it's already has a chiyuv, it's gadol b'chiyuv, and then the goy bought it afterwards. So if the goy bought it afterwards, it's not going to become ois tevel. Once it was tevel, it's going to remain tevel. That's what Tosfos says. Mashkachas law, you can have a case simply, kishagod lo shlish biyad Yisrael. It grew havoah shlish, the truah grew the first third of its growth. That's a big shaila. What do you mean the first third? The Gemara talks about havoah shlish, the shas charos, it means one third of the full size, one third of the time that it sits in the ground. That's not identical. Because it sits for a long time in the ground, and the main growth is towards the end. So after one third of...
Like all Havar Shlish, whatever you say Havar Shlish.
Yeah, that's a big machlekes. What does Havar Shlish mean? Whenever we talk about Havar Shlish, does it mean that the grain is one third the full size of the full ripeness? Or no, it means it was sitting in the ground one third of the time it has to sit, even though the grain is not at all one third the size that is going to be at the end. So that's a Dion Achrenim discussion. Huh? Yeah, I don't know how we pass it. I don't know. Godla grew, Godla shlish. That's the question. Of what does that mean? Shlish of the time or shlish of the growth? Still can't tell.
The farmers introduce
No, they no. It's a halachic shaila. It's not a shaila farmer. Shaila. How do we pass it? Yeah, you got to ask an Eretz Yisrael. I don't know. So Taisa says he can. Taisa says it's not muchaf in this discussion at all. You can't tell whether yesh kinyan. He can't tell anything. You can say the guy rented from the Jew, you say the guy bought it from the Jew after he already had the Havar Shlish. There's no problem. But then Taisa says, well, just a minute, the guy bought it from a Jew after it already grew Havar Shlish. So isn't that Lakuach? Taisa throws in, there's a new din. There's a din that, of all places, a din in Trumas and Maisus that only appears in Bav Metzia Daf Pei Zayin. You can learn all those wrong, you won't know this din. So Gemara in Bav Metzia, at the end of Bav Metzia Daf Pei Zayin, the Gemara says, the pasuk says in Parashas Re'eh, Aserti Aser is called Tvoz Zaracha. Ayetz Atzad the Shana Shana. So it says it's called Tvoz Zaracha. Shalcha v'lo shal halokuach. if you buy from somebody else, you're not chayv in shumas and ma'isis min ha-Torah. It's only
another
in the Rabbanon.
Jew? Huh? Another
from another Jew. A Jew buys from another Jew, it's only chayv in the Rabbanon.
It's only because it's not zalacha?
Yeah. What's mafkia? It's the hatela. It just became it is already tevel. How does it become ois tevel? What's going on? What's going on? The whole din of chumas and maisis min ha-Torah is only if I'm the farmer and I own it, and if I sit in yeshiva and I learn and I buy it, it's only the rabbanon. It's very wild. It's very wild. So there's a big machlokes in Tesis. The machlokes here, the Rabbeinu Tam. Well, the Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, Tesis quotes it here. Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivon, they're akotze al akotze, opposite shitas from each other. The Rabbeinu Tam holds that the whole din of lakuach only applies if you buy it. The din of lakuach only you have to maize, just the opposite from what we would have thought. The din of lakuach only applies if you buy it after meruah, after it already became tevel, and then you buy it, then the status of tevel disappears. But if you buy it from somebody else before meruah and you do the meruah, then there's no din of lakuach. And then you're clear to third, because it belongs to you at the time that it becomes obligated in Shumas and Mice. And the Rivom holds that that's ridiculous. If anything, it's just the reverse, the Rivom says. It already, after Miruach, it already became Tevel. How does it become always Tevel? You have to be Mafrish. What do you mean? Because you sell it to somebody else, the Yisad Tevel disappears into thin air. How can that be? So the Rivom holds just Fakir, that the din of Lakuach, they have steers between Gemaras. That some of the Gemaras say the Feirish, that when you buy Tevel from somebody else, you mechayiv min ha-Torah to be mafrish. What happened to the din zaracha patul lakuach, that if you bought from somebody else you're not chayiv min ha-Torah? So that's the machlokes derin the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rivam and the Rabbeinu Tam. Obviously the p'tur of lakuach doesn't apply in all cases, so they have a machlokes which case does it apply, in which case does it not apply. So Tesis gets involved. This is already a side topic, it's already gore, a side topic on a side topic. What's the p'tur of lakuach? But the Netziv points out something very interesting. Zalman Shain Zogan, that there is a din of lakuach, that lakuach is potter. What if I buy, you're the farmer, and you have everything grow in your issues, then I buy it from you. I buy the tvua from you in such a way that I'm not obligated min ha-Torah to be mafrish shumas and maisis. What if I want to volunteer, but there is ena mitzvah v'yoseh to be mafrish? The whole Gemara here is talking about a goy volunteering. So if a goy can volunteer, to shake a little bit, Jew can certainly volunteer. So let's say I'll buy tevuah from somebody else, that's lakuach, and min ha-Torah not mechuyev. And he wants to. With the Rabbanon, he has to. With the Rabbanon, they threw out the p'tur of lakuach. With the Rabbanon, you're mechuyev to. But what about on the level of deraisa? He wants to. What if he wants to be mafrish? He says it's not even chal. So Tesis is mashma b'feirish. Tesis assumes a davar pashut, that if it's lakuach, you can stand on your head from today till next year, you can't be mafish, it's not chal. So then it says, why did they assume like that?
That tevel disappeared.
That there's nothing to discuss. Tevel disappeared by lakuach, and even if you'll be mafish, it won't be chal.
So then it thinks, why should it be worse than a mafish?
Like a goy, right? A goy has, he's not mukhiyah, but if he wants to be mafish, he's mafish. So that's what the Netziv Tain is. Maybe this should be, lakuach should be an example of a mitzvah so shoes that you can volunteer to do like that. That was the Tain of the Netziv. He has it in his Bira Chumash. In the end of Chumash Vayikra, I think it's next to the last pasuk in Chumash Vayikra, is a din of Maisa Behema. That if a farmer has animals born in his herd, so he has to, if he has 10 animals, or 20 animals, or 30 animals, he has to put them all in a corral, and have them go out one by one. The 10th one is mafish. Right? What do you do with it? You makriv it as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. Who eats it? So Rashi and Chumash says, who eats it? It doesn't say in the Torah who eats it. Rashi and the Gemara also has this comment. Interesting. And it doesn't say who eats them or who gets the Maisa Behema. So it doesn't say. So Rashi says it doesn't say. So it means the balabas eats it. You're not mechuyev to give it. V'nechal et bailim. Why? Shaharei next to the last Rashi and Vayikra and Chumash Vayikra, the end of Bichul Kaisa. Nechal et bailim. The farmer eats it if he's a Jewish farmer. Shaharei leinim neim sham matnas kuna. It's not mentioned anywhere in Shas that it's given to the Kohanim. It never says that you have to give the flesh to the Kohanim. So the Meila Rashi says the farmer eats it. Rashi and the Gemara also says like that several times. Korban, no, like a Korban Shlamim. Yeah, sure it has a Kedushin.
What was the Havamina to give it to the Kohanim anyway?
Oh, what was the Havamina? Because there are Gaonim, there's a sheep in Gaonim who says that Maisa Behema is given to the Kohanim. So Rashi's coming, the Gaonim preceded Rashi. So Rashi's taking on the Gaonim and he disagrees. The Rashba and Shabbos quotes the Gaonim. That they hold that Maisa Behem is from the Chof Dalet Matnas Kuna. The Gemara says that there are 24 Matnas Kuna. So Rashi and the Rishonim have a difficult time to figure out what are the 24. Some of them we know. Truma, Pidyon HaBen, Maisa Men HaMaisa, Chale, Zohar L'Chayayim Bakeva, Chazer V'Shek. Yeah, some of them we know. But we're not so sure exactly what all the 24 are. So this is involved in this Machlokes. There are various Shitas. How do you count the 24? So the Goyinim claim that one of the 24 Matnas Kuna is Maisa Behema. And Rashi comes to disagree with the Gaonim and says there is no such thing. So the Netziv in his Bira Chumash here quotes, Abisadoh HaBeferish it Pasuk in Sefer Divrei Hayomim. Whoever learns Divrei Hayomim. I just visited Eretz Yisrael. I visited Eretz Yisrael, said there's a kollel in Yerushalayim called the kollel Eretz Chemdo. It's not a cousin of mine, an American. There's only Israelis there, hardly any Americans. Two or three Americans. So a cousin of mine is learning this. He tells me that every day over lunch, one of the people, one of the chaverim in the shul gives a shiur every day on Divrei Hayomim. He says he has a lot to say. He has a lot to say. Chazal say they had more midrashim on Divrei Hayomim than on any other sefer of the Tanakh. From the Chof Dalet Sifrei HaTanakh, the Gemara says in Pesachim, Divrei Hayomim, they had camels and camels loaded down with midrashim. They had written down all the midrashim on Divrei Hayomim. So there's a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim that the Netziv dug up over here that it says that they gave the Maisa Behema to the Kohanim. So it's not just the Goyinim. What do you do with the Chabeferish pasuk? So that's what the Netziv says. Maybe they volunteered. So what do you mean? I mean I volunteered to give them some charity? No, this is a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. This is not a medrash. The pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim. What do you do with the midrashim that I don't know? But the pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim that they gave the Maisa Behema to the Kohanim. A pasuk. So that's what the Goyim based it on a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. So what does Rashi do with the pasuk? So then it says they volunteered. What do you mean they volunteered? I can volunteer to give an adovah, like I give money to this yeshiva, to that yeshiva, to this hospital, to that hospital. So they volunteered some. No, it's not from the Matnas Kuna. So the Netziv thinks that it's not just a volunteer. He thinks that it's one of the, it's the Torah's Enu Mitzvah Yoyse, it's one of the Matnas Kuna. And he develops this notion that there's such a concept as a mitzvah soshus. Usually we assume that's a type of disaster, that's a contradiction in terms. Mm-hmm. A mitzvah, in Yiddish, the word mitzvah means a good deed. You do a good deed for the day. You tell that mitzvah. But in Hebrew, the word mitzvah means a commandment. You're obligated. So what do you mean a mitzvah soshus? So the Netziv develops over here, the end of Vayikra. In his Chibur on the Chumash, in the Haimik, what is it called? Haimik Dover. And then he has in the back, in the Hashmat. So then he suggests, maybe Lakuach. He has it over here. Maybe Lakuach is also like that. The pasuk that says, Aser te Aser, is Kalfuah Zaracha, Zaracha Prat le Lakuach, that if you bought the Tvur from somebody else, that you're not Mukhiv in Hafroshis Maisis Minatera, maybe that just means you're not obligated. But if you want to volunteer it, there will be a kiyum. It will be chal min ha-teira. That's not a donation. No. This will have a kedushas truma. This will have a din of ma'aser rishon. That will have a din of ma'aser sheni.
Make a brocha on it too?
Yeah.
Whatever brocha is chal.
Yeah. Like a woman says a brocha on a mitzvah says a shazman grama. The way we follow the rabbin tam, the Ashkenazim follow. Because the Torah says a mitzvah v'yoseh, there is a kiyum. You say a brocha, a birchas ha-mitzvah and a mitzvah kiyum. So he says over here also. Maybe this is a mitzvah kiyumis, a mitzvah soshus. That is shaykh to say b'chus a mitzvah on that. So he points out, Rav Elbel also points out, that from this tesis he sees beferish that they hold not so. That tesis holds that lakuach is not chal at all. That's why tesis gets involved in this plunta. How can it be that we suggested that the goy bought the field from the Jew after they already had avar shlish? Aye, but if he bought from the Jews, it should be lakuach. So tesis drays the way out of it. Why it's not? That tesis holds that lakuach is not chal at all. That's why Tesis gets involved in this plunta. How can it be that we suggested that the goy bought the field from the Jew after they already had Avar Shlish, I bet if he bought from the Jews, it should be lakuach. So Taisus drays the way out of it. Why it's not lakuach? They gave a few solutions to the problem. What was the whole problem in the first place? Even if it is lakuach, lakuach only means that you're not obligated to be mafrish. But if you want to volunteer to be mafrish, that frosha will be chal. So see, Taisus assumes a davar pashut that lakuach is ois tevel and absolutely is no hafrosha chal whatsoever. And the Netzivah, Avelvela Salvation, Avelvela was an enikel from the Netzivah, no enikel. So there, they didn't think that it was so shvet. They suggested that maybe Lokoch just means that you're not mechuyev to be marfrish, but if you want to, you may. So let's go again, Nochamol. What did the Gemara have a din? If a Nochri wants, if a Summa wants to volunteer to observe a mitzvah that is not mechuyev, then the Gemara said the Ferish, he gets tough. So see that there's a kiyum. If an Isha wants to volunteer to sit in Sukkah to shake a little, we know the women bench Esri. So we say, we assume a Dava Pasha this time. Even if a Goy, a non-Jew wants to volunteer, it's even less. A non-Jew wants to volunteer even mitzvahs. Milo, the Rambam says that there's a Kiyum, certainly more so over here. So what if the non-Jew wants to volunteer to be Mafresh, Trumas and Maisha, does that make any sense? If Technishkin Balaf Loe, if he makes a Nedar and a Shvur, it's not meaningful at all. So Rashi explains, no, it is meaningful. Rashi says, we learn out from the Pasuk Yishish, Shahanachrim, Nodrim, and Dorim, and Adoviski Israel. If he wants to volunteer an Oyla and a Shlomim, it is Chal. Despite the fact that the Nachri is not a Bar HaFlor, but he's not a Bar HaFlor, that his Neder and Shvu is binding. He doesn't have to observe it. But let's say he makes a Neder, he says, all of these potato chips that belong to me, I make a Neder, you're not allowed to eat it. There's such a Neder also. I can take a netter, I will not eat potato chips, and I can make a netter, my potato chips are also bachil on you. But that's also a netter. A goy makes a netter is meaningless, not chal. Netter is shvur, doesn't mean anything. But if the goy is magdash a korban, he is a bar haflor ben a get to hafrashas korban. So Rashi says, once you have a pasuk yishish that the goy is a bar haflor ben a get to korban, so I should have learned that from that pasuk, a goy can be mafresh truma also. A goy should also be able to be, a goy should be considered a bar haflor for the purpose of volunteering to be mafrish, trumas and maisvis. So that's what the Chachamim say, that it's good. Rab Shimon says it should have been good, except he has the pasuk, Dabrel ben Israel, prat la'akum. And whatever that means, either the mead means that it's not chal at all, Rab Shimon holds that the trumas and maisvis of the goy is absolutely not chal at all, or that it means no, that it's not chal lagamre. And that's what Adobala says, it's more mashman the Babli. Because the Gemara says, Reb Shimon learns out that if a goy is magdash a korban, there's no din of pigal nesetamin, there's no din of meila, there's no din of tmur, it's missing all the detailed dinim. That's because he learned out chet chet mitchuma from the chuma of the goy. So it sounds like the chuma of the goy is chuma, but it doesn't have all the dinim of chuma. It only has part of the dinim. So the korban of a goy is a korban, but it doesn't have all the full dinim of a korban. It only has some of the dinim of a korban. So Nachamot. So the Gemara says, a goy is yeshna b'taras afrashas truma, like the Rabbana the Reb Shimon. If a goy is mafresh truma, it's chal. And nonetheless, if a Jew appoints a goy as a shliach to be mafresh his trumas and maisvis, it's no good. You can't do that. The Mishnah says chamisha lo yitromu v'im tomu ein shemasun truma. There are five people that even a b'dieved, if they're mafresh truma, it's not chal. There's some people who shouldn't be mafresh truma lachatchila, but b'dieved the truma would be chal. The Mishnah has a list of those, and there are five people that they can't be mafresh truma even by the evidence is no good. So three of them we know, chayr shayt to the cotton, labnei dayaninus, even by the evidence if the mafresh is no good. And the other one is a goy. If the Jew appoints a goy as his shliach, to be mafresh truma is not chal. Why is it not chal? Aye, but we paskin like the rachachamim with the Reb Shimon, that a goy is yeshna b'tayros afrashas truma. Hanochri, havi kacham akusi shetormu mishalahem. If the goy is mafresh truma on his own tvua that grew in his own farm in Eretz Yisrael, is Trumas and Truma, we paskin that the Truma is Chal. So you see that a goy is Yeshna B'Teres HaFrashas Truma. It's not like an Evik 9, he's Eina B'Teres Gitni Kedushan. A goy Yeshna B'Teres HaFrashas Truma. And nonetheless, it's Nan, and nonetheless, you have a Mishnah, the very first Mishnah in Trumas that says, Chamisha Lo Yitromu, there are five people not allowed to be Marfis Truma, and even B'Dievit Vim Tarma Ein Trumas and Truma, even B'Dievit it's not Chal. What is that? Ovi Kacham Shetorah Mishal Yisrael, Afilu B'Shus. Even if the Jew appointed the goy as a shliach, afila b'shus, b'shus of the owner of the shliach, ain't trumas a truma. The goy cannot serve as a shliach for the Jew. So you can't say that the reason why he cannot serve as a shliach is because he's ain't a b'tayras truma. He is the b'tayras truma. If the goy has his own farm, give him to eat. If you want to volunteer truma, we say it is chal. Because you learn out, not only is a goy able to volunteer to sit in silk and to shake a lulav, He can even volunteer ish. He can even volunteer a thing that you need have to be a bar haflor. He can even be mafish karbonis. That's what Rashi said. So from that pasuk ish, the chachamim of the Rav Shimon learn out that the guy can be mafish chumus and maisis if he wants to volunteer to do so. So why can't the guy serve as a shliach? Why can't the guy serve as a shliach for the Jew? So you see that not only do you have the din of Rabbi Yochanan, whoever is Zayna Bataris cannot serve, and Rabbi Kachavim, it says, Shvulachem Paramachamor, Amad Doim Alachamor, the Rebbe ain't lo yachas. An Eved can't be married. So an Eved doesn't have Tvisis Kiddushin, it doesn't have Gerishin. Zayna Bataris gives me Kiddushin. A Goy, Yeshna Bataris, a Goy can get married. He doesn't have Kiddushin Kesef, he doesn't have Kiddushin Shtar, he has Kiddushin Diyah. The Gemara learns out from the Pasuk, the Hebul as Baal, Hashi Vesh Shish, how does it say? So the Gemara learns that in Sanhedrin, Bulal Baal Yeshlahem, that they don't have Kiddushi Kesef and Kiddushi Shtar, but Kiddushi Bia they do have. So a Goy has Kiddushi, and he doesn't have Gerish and Biksav. He doesn't have Gerish and Biksav, that's what he discussed. The Yerushalmi says, a Goy cannot give, Goy doesn't give a get. Either he's stuck for life, he can't get rid of his wife, or they can have Gerish and Balpeh, either he or she can initiate it, but they don't have Gerish and Biksav. So Goy is ain't a Gerish, but he is Bataris Ishus, and Evit Kanaini is neither. Ain't a Bataris Git and Vikidush, neither, because State Shulach and Paramachamar, Amadayim Alachamar, ain't lo yachas. A Goy is Yesh lo yachas, and Evit Kanaini is ain't lo yachas. Evit Kanaini has no yachas at all. So he has no issues at all. So the Gemara said, that was Rabbi Yechon and Din on the top line here, that an Evit Kanaini cannot be a shliach for kabbalas aget, cannot be a shliach for kiddushin, because ain't a bataris get me kiddushin at all. So the Gemara says, but that's not the only psul that you ever have that a person cannot serve as a shliach is ain't a bataris. No, you have the marshal. Chayrishay to the cotton we had. They cannot serve as cannot appoint a shliach, cannot serve as a shliach. That we know. And if a person is ain't a bataris something, cannot serve as a shliach. But the Gemara says you have another person who is bataris and is nishkan chayrishay to the cotton. A goy can be mafresh truma on his own. Isa bidinafshe. If he's mafresh on his own, isne b'taris truma dinafshay. The Gemara says he can be mafresh truma on whatever grew on his own farm. Says yeshna b'taris, and he still cannot. And he's not a nishken cheirushay to the cotton. He's an intelligent person, and he still cannot serve as a shliach for the Jew. So how do you get that din? Where did you learn that din from? That a goy can never serve as a shliach for the Jew. So the Gemara says the answer is ela my time, eh? So what's the reason why the goy cannot serve as a shliach? Must be a gzeres hakosuf. Lamishum nechziv, because the pasuk says in the end of Parshas Korach, kein torimu gamatem. So that pasuk says, either you are mafresh trumas and maisvus, or you're shaliach. In Eretz Yisrael, most of the time they have mashgiach be mafresh trumas and maisvus. So usually they do aydei shaliach. Or let's say in America, in the bakeries also, when the mafresh chalas, usually the balabas himself is busy on a telephone making business deals. He doesn't have time to sit in the oven and be mafresh the challah. So he has one of the workers. He's memana mashgiach. He's memana shaliach. He makes someone else a shliach. So that's learned up. And this pasuk came to rimu gam atem. Atem means if the balabas himself is mafresh. And gam is lerabbis. Whatever it says gam is marbes. So gam lerabbis is hashaliach. So you have the two dinim written in the same pasuk, one next to the other. That's a hekesh. And you have two dinim written in two psukim, one next to the other. That's called smuchim. The smuchim, you only darsh in the Mishnah Torah. And the rest of the chumash you don't. But this is in Bamidbar. This is not in Dvarim. But this is not smuchim. This is hekesh. You have two dinim written in the same pasuk. It says kein tarimu gam atem. So gam is the word that's the rabbi says al shaliach, and atem means the balabas himself is mafresh. So it says gam, the rabbi says shliach, so the shliach has to be dumye da'atem. Gam atem, ma atem, Yisrael, the Torah is speaking to the Jews. The Torah is not speaking to the goyim. The Sheva Mitzvah has been a noyecha for the goyim. Everything in the Chumash goes on B'nai Yisrael. So ma atem, Yisrael, just like the word atem. Who is everything being referred to? The Yisraelim, the Jewish people. Av Shluchachem has to be Yisraelim. So it cannot be a goy. So once you have that pasuk, doesn't that pasuk imply the Torah is speaking to Jewish people, not to goyim, and it's speaking to Jewish people, not Evet Kanaani either? Is the Chumash speaking to Evet Kanaani? The Chumash not speaking to Evet Kanaani? That's the question. So the Gemara assumes here, Ma'atem Yisrael means to the exclusion of non-Jews and also to the exclusion of Evet Kanaani. Evet Kanaani also cannot serve as a shliach, the Gemara thought. So Frek the Gemara, The din is not true. The din is that a Nebuchadnezzar can serve as a shlech. The only place he cannot serve as a shlech is in Gitmi Kedushin, because Eng of the Torah is Gitmi Kedushin, a separate reason. But that was the Gemara's kasha. Maskif lo, here on the fourth line from the top of the Yomud. Maskif lo, Rabbi Elazar was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Elazar affected that kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? The only reason why a Nebuchadnezzar cannot serve as a shliach by Gitmi Kedushin, because he's Zayin B'Torah's Gitmi Kedushin. Where is Zayin B'Torah's anything? Cannot serve as a shliach. Maskif lo, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar affected that kasha. Why do you only passel the Nebuchadnezzar to serve as a shliach in Gitmi Kedushin, because Zayin B'Torah's? A guy tiny can't serve as a shlich even in Dini Mominis, just like a goy cannot serve as a shlich for the Jew in any case, even though the goy is Yeshna B'Torah's HaFrashas Truma, that he cannot serve as a shlich because of Xeris HaKosu. So does not Xeris HaKosu knock out both a goy and an Evit K'naini? So what are you only limited in? You say an Evit K'naini cannot serve as a shlich and Gitmi Kiddushin. Vice Dois and in all other, in Mecca HaMemke, he can. It's not correct. That's Rabbi Elazar's kasha, and for the Gemara, you're wrong. Hamri debei Rabbi Yanai, and Rabbi Yanai's yeshiva, they answered Rabbi Elazar's kasha against Rabbi Yochanan, that he's wrong. Loi, that's not the correct rasha. You know, it's a hekesh, is correct, that it says gam atem, gam in the shliya, gam is the ribu, and atem is the farmer himself, and it means ma'atem, the shliya has to be dumi adatem, but it doesn't mean ma'atem Yisrael. The Torah speaks, the Torah does not address itself to the non-Jews. The whole Tariq mitzvahs, that doesn't go in the gun, but it does go on the Avichnani. The Torah is speaking to the Jews and the Avichnani also. So Rabbi Yanai says, Loi, the way you worded the drasha is not correct. Not Ma'atam Yisrael. No, Zogazai, Ma'atam B'nai Briz, Av Shluchachem B'nai Briz. And Avichnani is also Ben Briz. He's Chayvim Bris Milo. He has to perform. It says the Farish in Parshas Noach. In Parshas Lech Lecha, when the Torah records the din of Bris Mila for the first time by Avraham Avinu, it says "V'chol Eved Ish Miknas Kesef Amal Toros Oz Yechol Bo." There's a din of Yidid Bais Miknas Kesef. The Furish in Chumash that there's a requirement for a Bris Mila on the level of Deraisa for a Nevet K'naini. So a Nevet K'naini is a Ben Bris. He's Chayv and Mitzvahs Keisha. So the Torah does speak to the Nevet K'naini. So when it says "Kein Tarim Gam Atem," you can't say "Ma Atem Yisrael." To the exclusion of both the Goy and the Avichnani. No, you have to say Ma'atem b'nei Bris, Avshlachach b'nei Bris, only to the exclusion of the Goy. The Goy cannot serve as a shliach, but an Avichnani can serve as a shliach in Kol HaTarukula. Just by Gitmi Kedushin he cannot, because he's Zayin B'Torah. That's what the Gemara answered.
A Goy who in Eretz Yisrael, where he has bought his plot and he gets truma, he doesn't have the full mitzvah from giving the truma, but the truma is really chal like every other truma.
Right.
His school cannot eat it.
Right.
When it comes to shlichus, he cannot be a shliach legabe what? In the sense that the Jew would not get the full benefit of the mitzvah, but the truma would be chal.
I don't think so. That says not chal at all.
That's
says it's not even chal at all, even though a goy is yeshnu b'toiras. Did enough shay if it grew on his farm. He could be mafresh truma to take off the produce of tevel, but he cannot serve as a shliach for the Jew at all.
To take off the tevel.
Even to take off the yisur tevel, the truma is not chal at all. It's nothing. If the goy owns the tvua, he could be mafresh on his own truma samaisa. But if the goy is serving as a shliach on behalf of the Jew, so the Mishnah says that it's not chal at all. That's a chiddush. Let's say a goy can deal in business. He can sell. He can buy. But if the Jew owns property and he appoints the goy as his shliach to sell or to buy for him, so the din is that there's no shlichus legoy. The shlichus is not valid. That's a big question. Aloha Ramaisa, this din. Let's say you have a Jewish company owned by Jews. The balabos is a Jewish person, and they want a heksher. So everything is okay until it comes, let's say, where they bake cakes and cookies. So first of all, you have to be mafrish challah. So who's going to authorize the mashgiach? Let's say somebody comes from the OU to this Jewish company. So then Mr. Cohen, the owner of the company, is going to negotiate with the rabbi from the OU. And I go, oh, Mr. Amon, one of them is Munim, one of the fakidim there. So what do you mean? They're going to appoint the mechuyev to be mafrish chala. You have to make hafrashas chala. If the company is owned by Jews, even though all the business is run by non-Jews, all the baking is done by non-Jews, but if all the flour is owned by Jews, the whole company is owned by Jews, then it's chayv and hafrashas chala. So how are they going to be mafrish chala? So if the one of the goyim who works there is going to appoint the rabbi as the shliach to be mafrish chala, say, that's no good. You have to get the balabas to appoint me. Fine. So what are you going to do when it comes Pesach? When it comes Pesach, it's going to be Nisa Rabbal Yerabai Masa. So they don't care, they're not religious Jews yet, but they don't care, that's their problem. But then we can't give a hechsher, it's going to be Chometz Shavah about Pesach. So you have to make sure that they sell the Chometz. So who has the right to authorize us to sell the Chometz? The balabas has to authorize us to sell chametz. Let's say one of the goyish, the manager, let's say the manager is a non-Jew, and he has the right to buy, to sell, whatever is necessary that the business should run smoothly. So does he have the right, to authorize the rabbi to sell the chametz for him? He has the right to sell the chametz in person. The guy is the manager, he has the right to buy
it. But you're not buying the chametz from him. He's an employee.
Just a minute. That's what some hold the answer is. That's the question. Let's say, Al-Pidin, the goyish manager who's running the Jew's business. So do we consider him, he's a shliach of the Jew, to sell and to buy? So how can a Jew have a goy as a shliach? So strictly speaking, every sale that he makes is not valid. Oh, so that's what the Machne Ephraim claims like that. It depends if you have a shliach b'chinam or a shliach b'schar. If the shliach is salary, then he has a din of a payel. So the Machne Ephraim quotes the Gemara in the first parak in Bav Metzia, but the Gemara has a din yad payel ki yad balabais dami. That the payel who's salaried by the balabas is a stronger din than stam a shliach. Let's say a goy. So he says this nafkamina that a Jew cannot appoint a goy as a shliach, or a goy cannot appoint a Jew as a shliach for anything. But what if the Jew has a non-Jew who's not only appointed as a shliach? That's what I pay him for. That's what his job is. That's what his salary for that. So that's a din of poil already. So then you apply the din of yad poil ki yad balabai. That's what the Machne Ephraim claims. Yeah, the Gemara is talking about Bnei Yisrael. The Gemara is not talking about goyim, right? Right, this is a jump, a major jump. And it's not even so poshut that the Gemara even meant that either by Jews. It's highly questionable. This is a very shvache. There's some kashrus organizations that rely on that. The OU does not rely on this. The other kashrus organizations rely on that, Machne Ephraim, that you say, Yad Poel Ki Yad Balabayis, even if the Poel is a guy, that this supersedes, this is stronger than the din of Ein Shlichus La'akum, because this goes through with the din of Poel. Highly questionable. You have to speak to the Balabas himself, and he. When they have the Goyisha manager, he's selling, so we say, Nachanami, the sale is not valid. So it doesn't bother us. But when you want to sell the chametz, you have to have the sale that it should be valid. Not some that he's giving people permission to eat his products, and they're giving him money, and the sale is not really valid. By Mechiras chametz, you have to have a real sale. You have to speak to the balabatim. You cannot just work with the manager. To take challah, the goy cannot serve as the shliach. The cake and the cookies or the bread belongs to the balabas. So the goyish worker cannot be mafrish challah on behalf of the Jewish bal. If a goy bakes his own stuff, he can be mafrish challah maybe. He can volunteer to be mafrish challah maybe. But the goy can certainly not be mafrish challah on behalf of the Jew. That's the halacha. That ain't shlichus la'akum.
I think you want to mention that the shadow was that you have to give challah as Jewish.
Every day, right? Every day they deliver new stuff. Right, right. Tesis and Nazir is that kasha. That's a serious kasha. What are they doing? All of these companies. The balabas appoints this mashgiach as the shliach. The Yishim Mafish Shumas Amaisis and Eretz Yisrael in America. Yishim Mafish Chala and Shai. He appoints them. But then they deliver new payers tomorrow. Then the next day they invite to deliver new payers. Every day they're delivering new payers and new tzvuah. So how can I appoint a shliach today on a dovah shalom boli yonam? The Gemara says in Nazir on daf yud beis, and milsa delamatzi ovid, lamatzi mashvi shaliach. If I myself cannot be mafrish trumas and maizis today on what I didn't buy yet. It's a dovah shalom boli yonam. How can I appoint you as a shliach to be mafrish trumas and maizis on the food that I didn't even buy yet, that I don't even possess. So Tosfos asked Akasha, and it's a big problem. It's a big question what the answer is. Yeah, but I can't.
Can
you cannot. Strictly speaking, you cannot. That's right.
Can make a shirish today.
A husband nullifying the vows that a wife will make on a prospective basis, you now haven't heard him. In advance, he will prospectively, from this point on, nullify any vow that she's made.
That's a machlekes satana. You're right. That's a machlekes satana. Can you be made for the nether before it was even taken? Right. That's a machlekes satana in the end of the door. Okay, so what's the upshot? What's the maskana? So just to review, we know what the din is, that a cherish out to the katan can neither appoint a shliach, nor can they serve as a shliach on behalf of somebody else. Then the din is, a nochri cannot serve as a shliach, because we learn up in the pasuk, ma'atem b'nei bris ha'pshlochach b'nei bris, but an evet k'naini is a ben bris. Rashi says an evet k'naini has to observe the mitzvah of milah, and not only bris milah. Rashi quotes in Dvarim Chavtes, where it says in Dvarim Chavtes, not just the bris milah. The krisis bris on all the mitzvahs applies to the evik nani. The evik nani is even more mitzvahs than the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. So the evik nani is a ben bris. He is included. So basically, an evik nani can serve as a shliach for dini mamonis for all other purposes, except for git mikidushin, because git mikidushin is ain't a b'toris git mikidushin. That's what the Gemara has. Now the Gemara has Amr Abchir Bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yechanan. These were all Talmidim of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Yassi, Rabbi Lozer, and Rabbi Bar Abba, they were all students of Rabbi Yechanan. So he quotes another, the same thing Rabbi Yechanan said, same thing we had before. Ein Oevet Nasosh, and Evet Kanani cannot serve as a Shlich, Lekabel Getishim, Yad Baile Lefi, Sheinim Atoriz Gitmi Kedushin. And even though there's a Shtikal Akasha from a Mishneh, Sedishkin Kasha. V'yafal Pisha Shaninu. And even though there's a Mishnah Temur that says that the Odon has a Shivcha Knainis who is pregnant, so he gives her a Shta Shichrur only for the Uber. He says, I don't want to free you, but I don't need the Vlad. So here's a Shta Shichrur so that when the baby will be born, the Yevit should be Yotze Lecheres. The Avo Pisha Shaninu, and even though there's a Mishnah that says, Hareat Shivcha Vlodef Ben Chorin, I want to free the Uber, the Vlad, but I don't want to free you. So it says in the Mishnah, Hoysa Ubra, if the woman is pregnant, Zoch Solo. So the Uber is going to go free. So Rabbi Yechanan says, and don't ask a kasha from the Mishnah, despite the fact that it says in the Mishnah there that an Eved, the Shivcha Knainis, can serve as a Shliach, but listen to me, I say an Eved Knainis cannot serve as a Shliach. And don't ask me a kasha from the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, what is he talking about? Mayim Hoysa Ubra Zoch Solo. What was bothering Rabbi Yechanan? Was it the Kemishtazam and Kashem Itman? Rabbi Yechanan is talking about a Nevet Kanaini Zaini Bataris Gitami Kiddushin. And Nevet Ein Lo Yachash, Shvulachem Paramachamar, Amadoy Malachamar. And Nevet Kanaini doesn't have Tfisus Kiddushin. So Zaini Bataris Gitami Kiddushin, Rabbi Yechanan says. Who said Zaini Bataris Dash Shichur? Of course a Nevet. Only a Nevet is Bataris Dash Shichur. A Ben Chorin is not Bataris Dash Shichur. A Ben Chorin is. Ben Chorin can't be Mishtachar. He's not a Nevi Knaini. So Nevi Knaini for sure is B'teres Tashicha. So what did Rabbi Yechanan say? And don't ask me a kasha from the Mishnah because it's not Shver. It's a stupid kasha. Of course it's not Shver. What has it got to do with anything? Rabbi Yechanan says a Nevi Knaini cannot serve as a Shliach for Gitmi Kiddushin. And a Tashicha, of course, the Nevi Knaini is Yeshna B'teres. Of course the mother can serve as the Shliach for the Vlad. Why not? The mother is B'Teresh Tashichur. The Vlad is an Evik Knaini. Why can't the mother serve? What's the Kasha? Craig the Gemara, what does it mean? Mayim Haisa Ubra Zach Salah. Why did Rabbi Yechanan think that anybody would ask such a klutz Kasha? There's no problem whatsoever. And for the Gemara, they didn't know. The Talmud Bavli was written in Bavel. Once a month, once every 2-3 months, somebody would come from Eretz Yisrael and say, spurt, Rabbi Yechanan Gezokta Memre. And they couldn't make heads or tails. What did Rabbi Yechanan say? What did he try? Then they had a memory. We heard a memory last year. We heard a memory today. How does it stim this memory with them? They're trying to figure out. They're trying to guess. What are Rabbi Yechanan driving at? So they had to wait till somebody else came from Eretz Yisrael who knew the rest of the story. So he also, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, when he came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, every time someone would come a month later, they would give another piece of information and they'd figure out the whole jigsaw puzzle. So Kiyasa Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, when Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda came from Eretz Yisrael, Omar said, he said, no, Rabbi Yochanan Tarte Yomar. Rabbi Yochanan said two different things. The one who said over the memory, Mish Tzizam, and two different things. Rabbi Yochanan said, an Evet Kenayini is Eina Nasa Shliach Git Mikidush and Zaina Betera. Then Rabbi Yochanan said another thing, Tarte Yomar, an unrelated din. Nirim Advarm, the second din Rabbi Yochanan said was the following. If I have two Avadim Kenayinim, who both belong to me, and I want to give, I want to free Reuven, there's one Evet Kenayini, and he's not here. So I want to give the Shtashicha to Shimon. I want Shimon to remain my Evet Kenayini, but I want to give Zachon the Adam Shlai in front of him. He should pick up the Shtashicha on behalf of Reuven.
But he can't.
So normally you can say... Oh, so normally you say Zachon the Adam Shlai in front of him. But the problem here is, let's say I'll pick up the Shtashicha, I'll take it in my right hand, put it in my left hand. So that's, let's say, I want to give you a matana, you're not here, so I give the matana to somebody else, Zachon Hashem. Why do I have to give it to someone else? I'll pick it up myself. Why can't I pick it up myself? So the Mishnah says, no, Eidonim Zechai Dei Atzmai. When you have a Kinyan Metalkon, first it has to leave the Rishus of the Marakama, and then it can begin to enter into the Rishus of the Marbasa. If I own this, and I'm going to pick it up, and never left my Rishus, so what do you mean, that I'm picking it up on your behalf, and Zachon Hashem, first I have to give it to somebody else, I have to be moitiyed for my Rishus. When it leaves the reshus of the Marakama, yeah, then you can begin to say, Zachalam Shalatanav, he picks it up on behalf of Pliny, on behalf of the other one. So that's what Rabbi Yechanan said, a second in. If I have two Avadim Knainim, and I want to free Reuven, and he's not here, so I give the Shtashichah to Shimon, to be Zechah for Reuven, Yad Evet Kiyad Rabbi, Yad Evet Knainim. So it's like I never left my reshus. It's like I took the Shtashichah from the right hand, I put it in the left hand. It never left my reshus. That's what he says. So then, on this second, then he says, and afal pisha shanino, and even though there's a Mishnah in Tmura that says, I have a pregnant shivcha knainis, and I give her the shtashicha, she should not go free. I only give her the shtashicha, she should be counted for the Uber. So it's like mamish in contradiction to what he just said. It means I have the shivcha and I have an Uber. And I give the shtar to the mother to be zeicha not for herself, only to be zeicha shicha. Why is it not the same thing?
Because here she... He can be mishach for part of her too.
So that's what he answers.
Give it to her.
That's what he answers. If the two different avodim knainim, I give it to Shimon to be kind of for Reuven, then it never left my reshus. But if it's one woman who's muberes, that mishnah goes with the shita that uba yerechimoy. When they say uba yerechim, uba lav yerechim, so the mishnah goes with the shita that is considered one person. And Rabbi Yehuda and Rebbe, that Mishnah holds like Rebbe, that Amshacha Chatzi Avdo is Yotze Lecheres. We paskin not so. We paskin Amshacha Chatzi Avdo is Lo Yotze Lecheres. You cannot be Mishachar Chatzi Evet. But that Mishnah goes with that sheet. But that's what the Gemara says. Ki Yotze Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Omar. When Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda came from Eretz Yisrael, so he said, I'll tell you the missing line. The memory of Rabbi Yochanan doesn't make sense. You don't realize. Tarti Omar. Rabbi Yochanan said two different things. The first thing he said was an Evet Knayin is Eina Bataris Git Mikidushin can't be a Shliach for Git Mikidushin. The second and unrelated was, if I have two Avodim Knayinim, Nir Madvarim Sheho Evet Mikabel Get L'Chaveir Miyarab Shal Chaveiroi. If I want to free my Evet Knayin, he's not here, I can give this Tashicha to somebody else's Evet Knayin. I'll give it to Yenim's Evet Knayin, he should be kind of for my Evet Knayin. That's okay? Because it left my Rishus. Yad Evet Kiyarab is considered as if I gave the Shtashichur to plenty to someone else. But if they're both Avadim Knayin belong to me, Avaloim Yad Rabbi Shaloi, but I can't give the Shtashichur to one of my Avadim Knayin to be Zeich HaZach Lam Shal for the other one, because it never left my Rishus. Yad Evet Kiyarab, and the Shtar never left my Rishus. So on that din, he says, "V'im lo chashacha adam loymar." And if somebody will whisper to you akasha, but it's against the Mishnah, that it says in the Mishnah, "Zu aloch shnuya gival." There's a Mishnah in Tmura. Im hois ubro zoch soloi. I have a pregnant shivcha knaynes. I give it a shtar that not that she should go lecheres, but her uber. So they both belong to me. So I, the shtar, never left my rishus. And more laws. If anybody has to the kasha, tell them we have an answer. The two Gedolei Hador gave an answer. Shnei Gedolei Hador, Pirshu Asadover. Who are the two Gedolei Hador? Rab Zeir, Rab Shmuel, Bar Rab Yitzchak gave the same answer, except that one explained it better than the other. So one of them said Chad Amar. One of them said Bekitzer. Hamani Rebbe Hidyam Amshacha Chatzi Avdekona. One of them said the Mishnah is only one Shita Sayochid Rebbe Shita. That if you Mishacha Chatzi Avdekona, it goes free. Didn't explain the whole story. The Chad Amar. The other one said more. The same answer, but he explained it better. My time of the Rebbe. Behold, what is Rebbe Shita based on? Kasava, number one, he holds Uba Yerachimoyhu. That the mother with the Uber is one person. It's not treated as like I have two different Avodim. So I'm giving the Shtar Shichur to one of my Avodim to be kind of Shichur for the other one. No, it's considered one person. And then the Mishnah follows Rebbe's opinion that HaMeshach HaChatzi Avdo. So that Chatzi is Yotze Lechet. And we don't pass him like that. We pass kind of HaMeshach HaChatzi Avdo is not Yotze Lechet. There is no such thing. We have an institution all over Shas, Achatzi Yevet V'Chatzi Ben Choyrin. So the Gemara asks later, how is it Gemalt? How can you ever have a Achatzi Yevet V'Chatzi Ben Choyrin? What do you mean? The Odom was Meshacher. Achatzi Yevet, the Gemara says, no, there were two partners who owned an Evet K'naini. And one partner was Meshacher. So that's not a Meshacher Achatzi Avdo. He was Meshacher the whole Bailus that he has. So that Evet will remain a Achatzi Yevet V'Chatzi Ben Choyrin. But if you have one person owns the full Evet K'naini, he wants only to be Meshachar part of him, so that's called a Meshachar Chatzi Avdo, we pass him against Rebbe. It's not Yotze Lecheret.
Isn't that a problem if you're a Shittif, half and half, or each one is a half a Shittif on a whole?
However you slice it, that's the halacha. That I cannot be Meshachar Chatzi Avdo, but if you have two Shittifim, however you say the philosophy, the din is that it works. That by two Shittifim it works, and by one person it doesn't work. That's the Gemara. Okay. Achatzi Yevet v'Chatzi Ben Choyrin is mechuyev in the mitzvahs to Yisrael because of the Chatzi Yevet, because of the Chatzi Ben Choyrin, because of the Chatzi Ben Choyrin.
Goes to both.
Because of the Chatzi Ben Choyrin. It's late. Okay. Next week. Nish says that the Tzoyis misread the Rambam. He said, if you look in the Rambam, the Pashta says the Chazanish is right, and the Tzais Alpi Pashtas is wrong. He said, if you look in the Rambam, he never said that. The Rambam says like this, if the husband appoints a shliach to give a get, then the husband is nishtate, then the Rambam also agrees that it's a get batel. That's no good ben atayra in that case. No good ben atayra, because ain't shlichas l'shaita. Ain't shlichas l'shaita means whether the mashalech is a shaita or the shlich is a shaita. The kiyum ha-shlichas cannot take place while the husband is a shaita. That's a din deraisa. The only time the Rambam says it's only possible with the Rabbanon is this case. If it's a, he's not a nishtate. It says achazel kudaikis. So whereas Rish Lakish says asvara that if it's sami biyodan, he's not a shaita. It's kiyoshin dami. Rabbi Yechanan agrees min atayra with Rish Lakish and he's only machmir with the Rabbanon. But Rabbi Yechanan says he's Rabbi Yechanan medami leil shaita is only a chumra with the Rabbanon. Min atayra Rish Lakish is right. The whenever it's sami biyodan is kiyoshin dami. It's not considered kishaita. But Rabbi Yechanan is machmir with the Rabbanon that you treat it like a shaita. So that's what Taisa says over here about, let's say, a person is a goises towards the end of his life, and he's in and out of the coma. He goes in, goes out, goes in, goes out. And for some reason or another, he wants to give his wife a get. Chalitza. Let's say there's a brother who's not going to give chalitza. He's going to have a hard time. And the husband wants to give her a get rather than let it become an almana. He wants it to become a grusha. So the husband has to make the tzivui habal at a time that he's in his right mind. But that's not enough. It's not sufficient that the husband makes the tzivui habal, then he goes into a coma. The get has to be given while the husband is alive. If the husband dies already, then we can't ain't get lachamisa. But also, the get has to be given while the husband is a bardas. If the husband goes in and out of the coma, so bizman that he's in the coma, do you say that that's a yoshein? Or do you say that that's worse than a yoshein? That's a itim cholim itim shaita.
You can't make a get nice. Let's say a husband makes a get that if I should become nishtaka or something like that, the get should be chal
lemafreya. You can do that. But he has to give the get now. He has to give the get now. But let's say over here the husband is going in and out of a coma. So he makes a tzivui habal, write a get and give the get. And he don't have a chance to write the get till he goes back into the coma. So Tosis writes over here, this is a famous Tosis. The end, an ayin on the base, Ibn Maschel Hassam. Ibn Maschel Hassam. So Tosis writes the last four lines. Upamim sheshchid meira ein lebedaitoi. The shchid meira, towards the end, is in and out of a coma. All Tosis writes like that. Earlier. But beget shchid meira, in the middle of the Tosis, so beget shchid meira oimeri, the tzorch lizoi shalois kalka ben ksivu l'nesina. The in the skalko ben time means if he goes into a coma in between the ksiva and the nesina, afilin this pakech lebesof is no good.
Why?
Why?
That's a question. What do they mean?
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
That they can give the get while he's out of the coma. The pashtus says, yeah, they can deliver the get while he's out of the coma. There are two ways to read the Tesis over here. That's a Shaila de Beis Yosef in the Marshal. What does Tesis mean? Tzorach lizor shaloi is kalkel ben ksivul in a sinna. The imnis kalkel, if he goes into a coma ben tayim, it's no good. What do you mean it's no good? Why is it no good? Oh, so the pashtus pshat is if the get was given while a husband is in a state of the coma, so we say one is in a coma is not just like a yashin. One is in a coma is like a shaita. It's not like a yashin. A yashin, so you shake him, you wake him up. A person in a coma, you can't shake him, you can't wake him up. So that's perhaps considered, that's what Taisa says, but not so sure. So I feel in this pakekla itself means even you gave the get while the husband is in a coma and then the husband comes out of the coma. It's not going to help there, it comes out of the coma. It doesn't make it good retroactively. If the get was given while he's in a coma, it's no good. That's the pashup shot. And others learn pshat no. That's you look in the mashor, it's the machleket mashor in the Beis Yosef. And others learn no, that even if the husband went into a coma and then came out of the coma, and the get is given when he's better, it's already no good. Broken. Why? Since there was a hafsik, just like in you can't have a hafsik mechusa maisa. You can't have a hafsik between a ksiva and a nesina. Let's say you wrote the get on a piece of paper, and then you cut off the piece. Then you cut
that's
off
against our mission.
Chuper, then you cut it off. Yeah.
That's against our mission.
That's the problem. How does it's our mission goes where the shliach, where the shliach was niskalkal bentayin. So our mission says even though the shliach was nishtata for a period of time, that's okay, as long as by the husband it was okay. But by the husband, that's what some achronim want to say. If the husband was nishtata bentayin, then the get couldn't have been given by anybody. No one could have given the get on behalf of the husband. So then it's called the hafsoka. It's a break in between the ksiva and the nesina. And you don't, it's like a mechusa maisa. So the ksiva is no longer mitzvah to the nesina. That's a machlokes, is how do you read that line in Tosis. The
Marsha
quotes the Beis Yosef. Marsha was in the 16th century later. It says it was in the 1500s, Moshe was in the 1600s, yeah, a century later. But Shari Khan is down. Yeah. The Shaila is, and then what? And then the get was given when? Filin's Kalka Ben Tam, Filin's Pakech Lebesof. Lebesof means before the Nesina or after the Nesina? That's the question. I feel in the spakech lebesof means in the spakech after the nesina. Yeah, pashteitzach then it doesn't help. Yeah, he was niskalko ben ksivul in the nesina. And then what? And then when was the get given? While he was in the state of kilkul, while the husband was in the state of the coma, or even after he was already nispakeach? It's also no good. So it's unclear in Tesis. It's very unclear. This is all because Tesis is assuming that one is in a coma is worse than one who is a yoshin. What is a yashin? Is a bardas who's unable to express his das. A shikr is a bardas who's unable to express. One is in a coma is worse. That's what Taisus says. Taisus is not sure. They think a person is in a coma, maybe is considered a bardas who's, if he's going in and out of the coma, maybe he's a bardas who's like a yashin, just sleeping. Or maybe he's worse than sleeping because you can't wake him out of it. You can't shake him out of it. So that's the Shaila Lalocha. That's the Shaila Lalocha. Okay, that's the Mishnah and Ayin Amid Beis. So getting back over here to Chav Gimel. Yeah. If he has a condition that is unable to express Das and there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing you can do about it to get him out of that condition.
You do have Das, you just cannot express it.
You can't, speak or you can't.
You just can't express it. No, then he is a bardas. He is a bardas. But we have the ability to tell that he's a bardas.
Yeah.
You can write something.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Just his nervous system doesn't fully function. No, that's a bardas. That's a bardas.
That's
exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's it. The Gemara in the first parak in Bava Metzia has a sofik regarding Kinyan Chotzer. How does Chotzer v'shaladim koin aloi? How does it work? Let's say Adov v'shal hefker falls into my Chotzer, so the din is the Chotzer is kind of for me. The Gemara has two tzedadim. Is it mitam shluchai? He considered as if the chatzer is functioning as if it's mashliach, or is it mitam yada? It's considered as if it's a yada richter. Gemara says, "Amaynach kamina." What if the owner of the chatzer is a katan? If the owner of the chatzer is a katan, then there's no shlichas for a katan. Even though the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Shlichas writes a cherusha to the katan ala b'nei dam, you know, that's why they cannot appoint the shlich to function on the idiot. So what about a chatzer? You don't have to appoint it. It happens automatically. So Shlomo Eger writes in one place in Ksubas, Daf Yud Aleph, in the middle of Chidusha Rebbe Kir Eger, the father Sefer. So there's a long paragraph, a comment, like a footnote by Shlomo Eger. So he says, from the Rambam, Volta is given that the Chisor and that a Cheresher to the Kotten cannot have the Shliach functioning on their behalf. It means they cannot, they're allowed by us, but they cannot be Mamana Shliach. But by Chatzah, where you don't have to have any minui, one would have thought that there should be a Chatzah, should be kind of a Cheresher to the Kotten. So he says, you see from the Gemara that it's not so. What's not so? That there are two halachas. There's one halacha, a cherushat v'kodin cannot be memana, a shliach, because the lapar das can't be memana. But then there's another halacha that you have from a dafayin, that the kiyum ha-shlichus, they can't say that the halacha is that they cannot have a shliach, they cannot have a shliach on their behalf. That's not true. If he appoints a shliach when he's a bar das, and then he's nishtat, then a chazim nishtaf, then the shliach can deliver the get later. That everybody agrees. If the man is itim cholim, itim shayt, every month he goes into a week and a half when he's a lab badas, then he gets out of it. So if he appointed a shliach before he was in the shtata, and then he goes for the week, itim shayt, and then he goes there, the week is over. Then he comes back again a badas. Then the shliach can function later. So you can't say that you cannot say that there's a halacha that one who's a shayt cannot maintain a shliach on his behalf. That's not true. The halacha says the fair is not so. So you have to say from this Gemara, there are two halachas. One halacha, a cherushat v'katan cannot be memana shliach. And then the other halacha is a cherushat v'katan, the kiyum ha-shlichas cannot take place while the mishaleach, or the one on whose behalf it's taking place, is in the state of cherushat v'katan. You say you have to say that to him. It's a universal thing. We assume everything is okay, unless we know that the husband is such a person as itim cholim, itim shoyta, then you have to have a bedikya. Then you have to tell. So, sometimes we know in advance, we can predict when he's going to be in this condition. Yeah. Who makes the shliach l'kabbalah? Husband cannot appoint the shliach l'kabbalah. The woman appoints the shliach l'kabbalah at the time that she is healthy.
Yeah.
Give me first an easy question, then we'll wait. Huh? What is the shaila is like this. Let's say the woman is now in the state of shtus, and the husband writes the get and he's waiting. The husband wrote a get and he's waiting, but at the time the get was written, he's right. Unable to give the get because she's absolutely a shaita. The din says that you only need das habal to give the get. There's no need for das ha'isha, for the gerusha. The get can even be given by kocha, but she has to understand what's happening. So if the woman is so much of a shaita, the different degrees of shaita, the woman is so much of a shaita that it's mishalcha v'chayzeres. I give her the get and she doesn't understand. She's going to come back home anyway. So it says, v'nasam yad v'shilcha mi'beso. When he gives her the get, it has to be Vishilcha. She has to understand that it's goodbye and good luck. If she doesn't even understand what that means, so such a shaita, the get is no good. Sometimes you have a shaita, a different kind of a shaita. Let's say the woman, the husband or the wife, they function normally, except when it comes to one thing. Let's say, Rahman al-Islam, some of the people, after being in the Nazi extermination camps, they had no food, they have no drink. So when they see water, they go crazy. When they see bread, they go crazy. Or something like that. They have one mishagas. Azai, everything else is normal. But she thinks that she's Cleopatra. Everything else is normal. She signs checks. Everything is normal. But he thinks he's Moshe Rabbeinu, whatever. Everything else is normal. So that's called the Shaita L'Davarecha. So usually the Ruba of the Pasuk said that the Shaita L'Davarecha, it is Dina Kishaita V'Chalakar Kula. That will only be a problem on the part of the husband. The husband has to give a get. The husband has to be Midaita. The wife, you don't need Midaita. The only halacha that a Shaita cannot be Mekabel a get is because it's Mishalcha V'Chayzeres. But if the woman has some ishigas in some other area, but she understands that she's getting divorced now, as long as she understands what's happening now, then the get is a good get. So the shad is, let's say the husband writes a get at a time that his wife is, Mama is shaita, shaita, the wife is in a coma. Or the wife doesn't understand anything. She's eating chalim, eating shaita this week, she doesn't understand at all what's going on. Not that she's so extremely depressed that we declare her as a shaita. No, she will be mishalcha v'chazeret. So if the get is written at a time that it's unable to be given to the wife, that's a shaila. Maybe that's called ksiva shelo lishma. All the classical poskim hold that that's not a problem. Because let's say the wife becomes institutionalized. The wife is nishtatis. So the husband wants to have a hetamei rabbanim. So the midigalim is that when you make the hetamei rabbanim, so the husband has the sefer right to get, and he gives a get to the shliach, and he says, as soon as my wife comes to, as soon as she's healthy enough to be able to understand what's going on, so give her this get. So the shaila is, would that be a valid get? If the get was written at a time that the wife is a shaita, so at the time of ksivas haget, it's impossible to be given right now. So the traditional practice is that that's what you do. You write the get when the wife is in a state of shaita. And the magia and the Mishnah Lamelech write that he doesn't think that that's good. The Mishnah Lamelech, you know, is the commentary on the bottom of the Rambam. So it was written in long, long, long essays, so long that no one ever used to read it. So that the one who wrote the Mayam Loes took the Mishnah Lamelech and he broke it down to paragraphs. And he put this paragraph over here on every Rambam. If not for him, no one would read. Every so often, there is such a long Mishnah Melech that nobody reads it. It goes on pages and pages and pages. No Rambam, just Mishnah Melech. So those have the unfortunate luck that no one ever reads those. Because it's so long, no one has time to, no one has the geduld and the patience to read such a long one. So the Magia is the one who broke down the Mishnah Melech to the paragraphs. Sometimes he puts it before it was originally placed, sometimes he puts it after. And so every so often he adds on his own comment. Aleph Hei is Amah HaMagiyah. So he'll write the parentheses, he writes Amah HaMagiyah, and then he writes Ad Kan Hago. Ayin Chof Hei Ad Kan Hago. So the Magiyah and the Mishnah Lamelech raises that objection. He says when the husband writes the get at a time that it's impossible to be given to the wife, because the wife is Dachmamish Allah Bazda, she is Mishalcha V'Chazeres. Not that she's a shaita, that's not a problem. She doesn't even understand what get is all about. She has Alzheimer's or something like that. Then it's not shaykh that you give a get. So he time is that that's called a get, the ksiva shalai lishma. A get that's written at a time that it's impossible to be given over, he time is that that's felt in lishma. But the minig always was not like it. The minig was that... that he's not allowed to take a second wife, so we permit him, right.
To give him a heta to marry somebody else.
Right.
That's not so much to give a divorce, because many times, she'll never become...
That's right. The Heta Mei Rabbonim is to be Mata the Cherem, to permit him to take the second wife. But in addition to taking the second wife, what's going to be if the first wife is going to get better, then he's going to be left with two wives. So the minig developed over the years that the husband writes a get, and he gives the get to the shliach, to the bezni, says as soon as the wife gets better, give her the get. And then it says also the minig is he should be mashlish the moyas aksuba. He should put an escrow account. Now the woman is not, the first wife is not in a condition that she'll be able to take care of her money. So you should place in the hands of Bezna, place in an escrow account, the amount of her ksuba, so that when she comes to, they should be able to give her the get and give her the ksuba as well. So that's the shaila, whether that makes sense. The giving, the putting away of the get, if the woman would get better, if you give that get, would it be good? Or would you say, no, the whole get is no good, you'll have to write another get. So what do you have to waste the time to write the first get? It costs money every time you write a get. What do you have to waste the time? So that's the taina of the Magia and the Mishnah Melech. He taina that he doesn't think that it's good. And even if you hold not by Magia, Minigolim is against the Magia and the Mishnah. Even if you hold not, it could be that that's only by Medva Mamurim if the wife is Nishtatis and the doctors don't know what to predict. They don't know. The woman in Meshuggah, she's running around crazy. They don't know what to do. But let's say the woman has some degenerative condition. Let's say she has Alzheimer's. Keeps on getting worse and worse, and the doctors do not think it's ever going to get better. So in such a case, it could be that everybody would agree with the Magia, that that's called Shalom Lishma. Maybe the only time the Minigalim is against the Magia is, the woman is crazy, Nishtatis. So we don't know what to expect. She may come out of it next week. So then you can say, well, since there is a possibility that in the foreseeable future she may come out of it, so maybe then it makes sense to write again. No, that's not called Shalom Lishma. But if the condition is such that the doctors predict it's never going to get better, so maybe then everybody would agree with the Mishnah Melech, with the Magi and the Mishnah Melech. That's the Shaila. Yeah, these are serious halachas. So getting back over here on Chav Gimel, the Mishnah has such a similar din. On Chav Gimel, Amad Aleph, it talks, when the Shaliach became Nishtata. So if the Shaliach is Nishtata, he cannot, well, the Shaliach can't become, the Shaliach is Bar Mitzvah, he can't become a Kotan and become Bar Mitzvah again. That's an impossibility. But he can become nishtate, or he can become nischarish. Nischarish also. He can become nischarish temporarily and then get better. So the Mishnah says, Zeh haklal, kol shetchilos ha-sof v'da'as is kosher. As long as at the time of the mino ha-shlichas, he was a bar-da'as, and at the time of the kiyam ha-shlichas, he was a bar-da'as, that's okay. Those are the two moments of time that were marked. And this klal applies both to the shliach and to the mishaleach. As long as the mishaleach was a bar-da'as at the time of the mino ha-shlichas, and as long as the bar-da'as at the time of the kiyam ha-shlichas. Cheresh means retarded. Cheresh means retarded. This man on Mishnah, Cheresh meant that ain't a shemeh, ain't a medaber, but it doesn't mean a deaf mute as a mum. That if a person is a cripple, then he's a badass. If a person is a deaf mute, he's a lot badass. No. It means this man on Mishnah, one who would be a deaf mute, they had no way to educate such a person. So they couldn't educate him, so he couldn't communicate. No communication, so immediately he would be retarded. But the poskim say, who adenami, any other retarded person. When they gave those gittin for the men who had the syphilis, when they had that whole asik, so they said, one of the rabbanim sent letters to everybody, all the big rabbanim, so the Ar Sameach responded, in the collection of letters, the Ar Sameach responded, I'm not there, I don't see what's going on. But he says, the best tshuva on the topic of Cheresh and Shaita is in the Zeche Yosef. Zeche Yosef was a German rabbi, of Yosef Steinhardt. So he has... He writes there, Samech writes, he has the best tshuva. So in the middle of his tshuva, the Zeche Yosef, he tells you what's the definition of a cheresh and what's the definition of a shaita. So he says, he describes from the Beis Shmuel Aben Ezer, so it comes out like that, a cheresh means a person who's retarded, and a shaita means a person who's deranged. Cheresh is lav daf geina shemeh veina medaba. You have, let's say today, the Rashash on daf ayin raises the question. On daf ayin, the Gemara talks about... Ayin Aleph, I remember already. Here, Ayin Aleph and Aleph, there's more questions. About the 8 lines from the top. Medaba v'ein ha-shemeya, z'cheir, shemeya v'ein ha-medaba, z'awil, m'zeh v'zeh, v'ein k'bikim u'chal devreyim. And what's a-cheir, sh'dibro b'chacham, m'zein ha-shemeya v'ein ha-medaba. So I'm not Bryce on daf, Ayin Aleph and Aleph, around 10 lines from the top. In the first Mishnah in Trumas, it says, Kamish Eloi Tromu, Vim Tom Rein Trumas and Truma. There are 5 people that cannot be Mafish Truma even with the Yevit. So 3 are the Cheresh out of the Kof. And then the Mishnah, the Tosef, the spell out, Bos Heist HaCheresh, HaCheresh is Eina Shemeh Veina Medaber. But if he Shemeh Veina Medaber, Dab Eina Shemeh, then it's okay. So the Rashash and his Gemara, Daf Ayin Alf and Alf, raises the question. Of the Bizman Hazer, that we have a school in Berlin where they have the ability to educate these deaf mutes, that maybe he doesn't have the din of Cheresh anymore. The Pashtus is like that. A person is not retarded. A person is a deaf mute, but they can educate him, and he can communicate with us, and he can lead an intelligent life. So the Pashtus says that he's not a Nishke Cheresh. It's not a Loch of a Mum. Yeah, that's the Pashtus like that. But they have Tshuvas in Achreinim. The Ksav Seif and others have Tshuvas about that, but they say also like the Rashash like that. The Pashtus says that that's not a Loch of a Nishke Cheresh. It means a retarded person. And a Sheit is a person who's deranged. The Lochas are different. The Lochas are different. Moshe. There's no minatera. There's no kiddushin. Not for a cheresh. Not for a shaitan. Not for a kapi. With the rabbanon, there is kiddushin for a cheresh, but there's no kiddushin for a shaita. So the Gemara says, why in perik cheresh? In the end of Ibamis, there's a perik that's called perik cheresh. So it says why? Because ein adam dorim nochash bikvif achas. The tanoim never bothered to make a takana the rabbanon of kiddushin for a shaita, because by a deranged person there isn't going to be any shalom bias anyway. So why should they make a takana the rabbanon that they should make? They should institute an institution, a marriage for him. The marriage is not going to have any kiyum anyway. But a cheresh, a retarded person, can have a kiyum of a marriage. Why not? They can have a cheresh and asa chareshes, 2 retarded people to get married. You can even have a cheresh and asa pikachas. Some people it doesn't bother them. Some people it doesn't bother them. They don't need the biggest genius in the world. You can have a pikach and asa chareshes and a cheresh and asa pikachas. It'll only be kedushin derabbanan, because in kedushin you need both daso isha and daso isha. So retarded person al pidin is considered a la bardas. But midirabbanon you have, they were misak in kedush midirabbanon. The Klivigate, that was early, that was in the 1700s, the way a man married a woman, and then soon after they got married, his mishigas was demonstrated that he had a serious paranoia. He always thought that they're running after him. So he ran away from his wife. He said, the police are out to get me. So he ran away to another city. So they finally, after a week, they found out where the husband was. So the wife ran after him. She lived there. Then another week, he ran away somewhere else. They're out to get him. He kept on running away. So So the Shaila, and then later on they finally got him in Frankfurt, they finally got him and they made him give a get and goodbye. Because the wife said, what kind of a marriage is this? He keeps on running away from the imaginary people who are haunting him. There was nobody out to get him. So the Beis Din in Frankfurt insisted that he has to give a get. So the other Rabbanim, most of the Rabbanim in the world said that the get was no good because the husband was a Shaita. So the Rabbanim in Frankfurt said no. The Gemara in the first Perek in Chagiga says that a Cheresh Yat V'Katan is not mechuyev in any mitzvahs min HaTorah. The Rabbanim, the Katan has a din of Chinuch. There's no din of Chinuch on a Shaita, there's no din of Chinuch for a Cheresh Yita. There's only Chinuch on a Katan who's going to be also the Dei Chiyuva. Let's say you have a cotton who's gonna, we know he has a sickness, he's gonna die before he becomes bar mitzvah. So there's no din of chinuch over there either. It's only din of chinuch if it's a cotton who's also the chlal chiyuva, then is a din of chinuch. So the Gemara has there in the discussion of cheresh yatir cotton. So the Gemara says ezahu shaita, what's considered a shaita. So the Gemara has three simanim. One is halon beveis hakvaris. He likes to sleep in the cemetery because he has hallucinations that he's getting messages from the dead. Some people do get messages from the dead. Those people who do get messages from the, I don't know, the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe used to go to the cemetery. I don't know. He said he got messages. They said he got, there are some people. So if the guy's getting messages, that's right. Not a shaita. Okay? But if the guy has, everybody else is there, we see there are no messages coming from the dead. This guy has hallucinations, so that's a shaita. Or the Gemara has, what else? Hamakariak suso. Hamakariak suso. If a person rips up his begotten because he doesn't realize what he's doing. He's totally oblivious of what he's not in touch with reality. He thinks that he's cutting a challah, and they tell him, what are you doing, Meshuggah? He says, well, I just cut my bread. And they tell him, you didn't cut your bread, you just cut your jacket. So that's considered a shaita. Then the Gemara has another shaita. What does the Gemara have? That's the same. How about Mashinos? No, it's the same. The Gemara has a third simon. What's the third simon? The Gemara Chagiga. Halom beis akvaris hamikariak susay. What's the third simon? I forgot, the Gemara has three simonim. So then the Gemara has a machlekes amaroyim. When do you declare a person as a shaita? Do you need that he has all the three simonim? Or is it enough if he has one? So we pass like Rabbi Yechon, it's enough if he has one. So now there's a shaila. The Gemara only gave three simonim of a shaita. What if a man has serious paranoia? He keeps on running away. He thinks that people are out to get him.
Huh?
Yeah. So is that also a shaita? Or do you say no? That's not one of the simonim that the Gemara mentioned. What if that's what the Poskim called at that time, a Shaita the Dover Echod, other than what the Gemara said. He's a Shaita the Dover Echod, but it's not one of those three Simonim mentioned in the Gemara. So the Beis Din and Frankfurt was Misada to get. They knew the whole story, they held that such a person is not a Shaita. And the other Rabbanim wrote Shuvas, they said that's no good. That's also a Shaita. The Gemara's loved after what it says. They quoted the Shainim say like that. These are just examples. If you have another example of a Shaita the Dover Echod, it's also a Dina Kishaita. So most of the Rabbanim in Europe said that the get, Cleves, is a city in Germany. So most of the Rabbanim in Europe said that the get was no good because the husband was a shaita. So they were so, the Rabbanim and Frankfurt were always very touchy. Rabbi Breuer Zechariah Baruch once told me that the Rabbanim and Frankfurt were always the biggest Bali Machlekes. He told me himself like that. They were always big Bali Machlekes. So they held very much from their psak. So they were angry why other Rabbanim had the nerve to declare that their get, that their Masada was no good. So they made a declaration that they're never going to accept any of those who took a public stand against their get. They'll never accept them as a Rav in Frankfurt. So when the Rav passed away in Frankfurt, they had a great difficulty getting another Rav. Because Kimat all the Rabbanim in Europe said that their get was no good. But it was a big machlekes. That was in the lifetime of the Shagasari. The Shagasari has a tshuva that down. Quite a few Gedolim wrote tshuvas about the tshuva. That's the end of the story? Oh. Uh-huh. Don't know? Uh-huh. I don't know about that. I don't know.
His wife was so. That was the paranoia.
Ramosha Feinstein has a very shvera tshuva about Shaita. Ramosha had an asik that he was involved in his rabbonis in Europe, where the husband was a malamed. The husband was absolutely crazy. He thought he was Mashiach. He would often run around naked. And he would always give people. He held us like Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. He was running around naked, and he held he was Mashiach. He would give people Musa. He would grab people's property, would grab their things, and climb up on top of trees and scream at them, and give them Musa. And when they would promise to do tshuva, then he would give them back their property. Are we all Meshuggah? So the wife was suffering from the husband for a long time. She wanted to get, she couldn't take it anymore. So Rav Moshe writes in his tshuvas that he was mesader a get for the couple. And he writes all the shaylos. So number one, the get was given on a Friday. So we have a minute, we're not mesader a get on a Friday. Because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that you're not allowed to start, you're not allowed to do din in the nefashos on Friday. Because you have to have halonas adin. You can't make the Gemara din on Shabbos. You have to wait till Sunday. So to have a pause from Friday to Sunday is too long. So it says a get in that city. And he had to decide how to spell the city. That's usually a big issue. So he was, he decided how to spell the city. And there was a couple of other shaylos I forgot. And the main, the Al-Kulam, the main shayla was, the husband's not meshugana. So Rav Moshe writes, the long tshuva, why is Nishkin meshugana? So part of his, the main thrust of his tshuva, at the end he writes, he doesn't think he's a meshugana, he's just such a balgaiva that he thinks that he's right to be the Melech HaMashiach. But he's Nishkin meshugana. That's very sure. But the main thing he writes in the beginning of the tshuva is, that the only time a person is dina kishayta means if he doesn't function in this